Blog Talk Radio.
That on the 3rd, we're going to have Pastor Paul Begley. He's going to be our special guest here on the Heathen Conversation. I'm trying to make a commercial. My computer isn't working so well right now. I'm trying to get it all fixed this weekend after all my other shows, which I do the Pedal Hour on Sunday, I do Minister Kenneth Emanuel show tomorrow and on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm a busy, busy, busy hottie in Reno. I really am. So I'm trying to get the commercial up. That's why it hasn't changed. It's because of all that. But let me bring on my wonderful co-host, my freedomizer mommy, my mother.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Mom. What's up?
Hi. How are you this evening?
Tired. I'm so exhausted. But
you know
what?
Why I think? You know
what?
Why? Because I think you went swimming. And it just drains you.
Well, I did go swimming. I did go swimming all day.
And then the sun
like a burnt
is now. You're relaxed. That's what it is.
Yeah, well. I like I said, I look like a burnt crisp.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm so tan. Since the last time you saw me, I'm really tan.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really tan. Wow. It's good, though. It's been fun. It's been so fun in the pool. I really have been enjoying the pool. It's been helping my back. My back has not been hurting. So I am wonderfully relaxed.
I should go in the pool.
Yeah. Oh, Renee said hi, Vicky's mom.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Mo My Ho is in chat. Hey, Mo My Ho. Yeah, I love Mo. I love you, Mo. And Colleen is in there. Let me say hi to Colleen. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, I have my chat room at www.freedomizerradio.com. You'd be tripping. Really. Thank you, Minister. Just for that, I'm bringing you on live. Welcome to the show, Minister. What do you mean I'd be tripping? You'd be tripping.
Chad, you are out there.
Hi,
Rosemary.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, truly blessed and thankful, my sister. Thanking the Lord for another day of grace and mercy.
Amen.
Hey, Michelle. Michelle.
Yeah, I can't see anybody because I'm on the phone.
It looks like I'm getting a new laptop pretty soon. So you'll have my old laptop and you'll be able to see everybody in chat.
I wonder what we're going to get into.
Tonight? Oh, there's a lot. We have a caller. I'm going to bring them on in about 6 minutes. But we have Lars. Lars confirmed last night after the show that he would come on. So we're going to talk about Greenland and all its melting. And what else? And then Poopy's probably going to call in. I don't know if Poopy's even in. No, Poopy's not there yet. He's not in chat, but I saw him log in. Anyway, I just want to go down the list. And hi, Edge, Colleen, Crow, DC. Haven't seen you in a long time, DC. Gravy, what's up, Gravy? Maximum, Pat, Star Family, thank you for joining us. David, thanks for joining us. ZZBZ, and all the Anons and Cyber Troop, welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the show.
I wanted to mention real fast this morning when I was getting up and I was watching the news, and they said that the gun sales are up in Reno.
Good.
There's a lot of people buying guns. And
well, you know what? We are.
This lady came in and she said she wanted a gun because she wanted to go to the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But, you know, but Nevada is an open carry state.
That's pretty bad.
And Larry wants to come on. Okay, Larry, I have 5 minutes until I bring on the other caller. But anyway, what's up, Larry? Oh, well, hold on. What's up, Larry?
Yeah, you kind of have to unmute me first, don't you? Hi, Vicky.
Yeah.
How you doing? Hello, Pastor.
Bless you, my brother. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Buenas noches, Rosemary.
Buenas noches.
¿Cómo estás,
how are you?
Señora? Oh, I'm doing good.
Muy bien, gracias.
My Spanish is very limited. I don't remember much from when I lived in El Paso.
Oh, wow. ¿Qué le hace?
We're bilingual now. This is the heat of conversation, guys, in any language.
Probably be friendly.
Hey, what was that about Greenland?
That would be Lawrence, because Lawrence knows French.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Nein.
No, but, you know, Lars does. He's from, I think, Denmark.
Mushy, mushy.
He probably does.
Shoot me light.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
There are several factors, by the way, that Greenland is warming up.
Really? Well, we'll get the update from Lars, like I said. He's going to be calling in. And at any
some
time,
of it is due to the volcanic activity.
Yeah,
there's a big volcanic magma pool up underneath Greenland that I was studying about a couple of years ago that was increasing. That whole region is volcanic, and a lot of people don't even realize it, but, you know, it's another story altogether. But anyway.
Well, you know, Lars will be giving us an update towards the end of the show, guys. Around 11:30, I think he's going to call in. You know, he's in Denmark, or he could be in Greenland or Iceland. You know, you never know with Lars. So, but he'll be calling in.
Who is Lars?
Lars is I think he's a scientist, or he works for scientists in Denmark. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to...
That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good show tonight.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, our round table, our famous round table tonight, you know, like I said, we're going to get plenty of callers. Plenty of callers. But thank you, everybody, for joining me now. You know, I'm going to bring on Andy. He's a caller that called in while I started the show, and he wants to talk about... Welcome to the show, Andy.
Hello, let me cue this tape recorder up. You're being tape recorded for quality assurance, and it goes downhill from there. We're a group of people in society that have dyslexia and ADHD, mm-hmm. and we use tape recorders for quality assurance so we don't misquote people, and there are private notes. They're very passive and don't disturb anybody. And we've exhausted all resources, and I thought I'd call in and see if we could find some solutions in regards to access. We don't get to go to board meetings, Department of Motor Vehicles. As a matter of fact, if I apply for benefits for my disability, I'll be arrested for using my tape recorder when I go to use it when I go to get my benefits. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for solutions.
And anything we say can be used against us in a court of law.
True.
Huh?
I said, and anything we say can be used against us in a court of law. We have a right to remain silent.
Well, yeah, I know, but also with a tape recorder, it returns a court of record to the people where the corporate veil's torn down, and you can show that you're nothing more than a subject in their subject matter jurisdiction and consent to being an award of the state. And by using a tape recorder, the state no longer owns discovery. You do, and you've repatriated yourself.
Yeah.
And just by the nature of our disability...
Can you just listen to the archives?
Huh? I've already copyrighted myself. I've already done it to the UCC stuff. And we're just talking about, it's a personal choice if you wish to declare your independence and have a court of record in your hand, because if the state owns discovery, they own everything. And this discovery is, this conversation is actually a privilege.
Hmm.
So,
well, all I know about dyslexia and ADHD is that, you know, it's running rampant around, a lot of children have it, and, you know, that's all I got to say about the whole situation.
They did change the rules of court in 2008. At least a judge can no longer, or the man wearing the black robe, can no longer make a medical decision from the bench. They have a ADA coordinator out here in California. They changed the rules of court. Our claim to the district court in San Francisco and Fresno was to target one specific group of people in society and not have everybody fill out a form to go into a public building. It's discriminatory by its nature. And the fact that we get arrested just because we go to the Department of Motor Vehicles or register our vehicles is preposterous. And we're looking to get people to support us in this, because if they let you in with a wheelchair or whatever it may be, glasses or hearing aids, and you don't get arrested, why should we? It's a very passive device unless you consent to being in a feudalist society or a fascist society and no longer a member of a republic.
Dr. Joe Wallach and Robert Scott Bell have cures for most cases of attention deficit disorder.
Yeah.
Literally,
well,
cures. Not, it's not just a snake oil, man. Because most of it...
Yeah, but why
is
would you
want to
be cured? I would say that if you have ADHD, to me, everybody has it. It would be called American Democracy Hypocrisy Disorder. And
okay. I thought you were talking about the other...
I'm talking about whatever it takes to repatriate yourself and have taxation with representation.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about the real problem with
attention deficit disorder.
It's all that is a means to go in and get a court of record back to the people. I just all I do is collect information differently than other people. It doesn't make me any less intelligent than anybody else. If you consent to not having a court of record that doesn't represent the people, who's the one that's disabled?
Well, actually, with attention deficit disorder, that is a symptom of several things that aren't good. Because, deficient in minerals in your brain, okay?
I don't know. I'm out here with the water coming out of the ground and a solar system, and it costs me about $80 to live out here a month, and I can make a couple $100 in one day in about 4 hours at 100 yards from my house. So who's disabled? It's 25 miles to the first stoplight. Who's disabled?
I didn't say you were disabled.
It's just a means of collecting information differently. And if you use a tape recorder for quality assurance as opposed to a piece of paper which can be altered and is no good to me, why would you go with something that's antiquated when you can just cue it up on Friday night and I can be the host of America's Most Funniest Courtrooms?
There you go.
And then you just have a court of record for the people, and then it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you got the box back. Because without the box, you don't have anything for your country. It's like going to a football game, your opponent showing up with a football bat. You're not going to watch something go down with witness it as an injustice as an American. You're going to fix it. So you show up with a howitzer as a patriot on the football field, and a howitzer is, you're being tape recorded for quality, sir. How is it, sir? Tell me what about these laws
are.
Well,
we're being recorded anyway because we're on archive. This is all going to archive, so we're already on record.
Yeah, the fact with it wasn't changed with the fact with a phonograph, when they had the phonograph and the court record is with a 140-year-old machine which goes from encryption to transcription, blatantly shows that we're consenting to indentured servitude. And taxation without representation. You've had no accountability in the judicial branch of government. You can't vote. You can't deploy your military knowing that it's necessary to be done. Because the judicial branch of government controls discovery. And we as a people with dyslexia tear down the corporate veil because we just say you're being tape recorded for quality assurance. And equality under all laws is paramount. This is the mainspring for the progress of we the people. You are upholding all laws. And you use an old machine. I have an extra tape recorder here. I have four of them. I got one for you, you, and you. And then we have in our counter, you keep the cassettes. That way there's no misunderstandings.
I don't know. This sounds a little weird to me.
Interesting.
Why is it weird? Yeah. It's just something we use in special ed. And when you get out of a college at Chico State or College of Marin, where you're told to use it in special ed, you're dropped off the face of the earth and you're thrown in jail.
What kind of information do you want?
Huh?
What kind of information do you need or do you want?
All I want to do is get in a position to where I can get support, to where I don't have to use this phone and I have a computer I can't use, and be in a position where I can go to a board meeting to discuss subject matter jurisdiction as opposed to sovereignty, take children from middle schools and high schools and let them make the decision without them threatening us with shotguns and truancy officers when they have given their notes to the kids' teachers on being there on a field trip just to show them how government works for them. And this is a peaceful means of a redress of grievances for all of us instead of all these kooky Occupy people and all these other people, because even the judges and cops have children. And let's all just do a national embarrassment thing to what we've allowed our judicial branch of government to become. And medical,
you know, you're not being a very good slave. You know, the New World Order is not going to like you.
I have a bet with the boys. The Maritime Commission, they said they'll double it, okay? And I know the boys that put the Golden Gate Bridge in with the steel and the Oakland Port Authority and everything. I mean, these are my friends. They're the Skull and Key guys. I don't like going up to Bohemian Grove. I'm not the individual like that, okay? These guys are going down. I'm not for sale. But you have to make a personal choice, and that's getting your AFED document, American Freedom of Information Demand, and make a personal choice of, if there's no injured piece of property, I'm a member of a republic, because a member of a democracy is inherently going to fail because you have 50%, 1% of the people are winners and 49% are losers, and it's a divided country, incessantly no decisions made, which is going on right now.
Mob rules, yes.
Mob rule. So it's time for a flat
tail. Two wolves and a sheep going, guess what's for dinner? Lamb chops.
We have, We have the 8th richest economy in the world in California. All we got to do is secede from the union. It's a republic. Tax ourselves to compete with the world market.
That's you live in Californication?
I live in California, beautiful republic, because I say it's the republic. And when they tell me to stay away from their buildings just because you're being tape recorded for quality assurance, and they reissue my driver's license just because I want them to walk into child support and say you're being tape recorded for quality assurance, and it all goes away. I have Superior Court judges on tape screaming at me, what do you want? And then I go, well, finally, you people are working for me. And now we all do that. If we chase out the national debt, you know what that is? It's an illegal trust fund, or a trust fund for us when we grow up as a nation. And when we cash out the national trust fund, you're going to get $100,000 just for upholding your allegiance and saying you're being tape recorded for quality assurance. Or they go away for a Title 18, Section 241, 242, which is 10 years of life imprisonment, $10,000 fine, or death. Mm. Because you know.
Well, we're going to have to take a commercial break right here, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right
here
back
on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood.
Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up
to bring you
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign Newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, folks. Buford T. Slaughter here. As part of my continuing rehabilitation, and in conjunction with my anger management coach and my parole officer, I am required to do community service in the form of public service announcements. The TSA needs you. If you're the kind of guy that doesn't mind looking at naked boys and girls as they walk through the naked body scanners, or if you don't mind pulling an 82-year-old grandma out of her wheelchair, beating the heck out of her, make sure she's not carrying any bomb-making equipment, and if you don't mind taking people that object to this kind of treatment, slapping the heck out of them, pull them in the back room, and strip searching them, then the TSA is for you. The TSA is hiring men and women to work at numerous locations around the United States, and the only qualifications are you must have longer than average index fingers, be able to sit and stare at a screen while naked people walk in front of you, and be able to take orders without any questions whatsoever. So, if you're interested in the TSA, please call 1-800-BROWN-SHIRT. 1-800-BROWN-SHIRT. And on a personal note, when the TSA does frisk you as you're going through the airport security, it is an act of love for the U.S. government. It is not an act of rape. So please do not beat them up. Thank
you. You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Welcome back, guys, to the Heated Conversation, and this is your host, Heidi in Reno. Let's bring on my mom. Welcome back,
I'm
Mom.
I'm the life of the party.
I love that song. I love ska, guys, you know, so this show will always have, like, ska or Jill Scott or something, you know. There's always a lot. There's a lot of music that I like. I'm a very, very versatile type person when it comes to music. Let's bring on Minister. Welcome back, Minister.
Hey, God bless.
Minister is the life of the party.
Life of the party.
Oh, I doubt it very seriously. I'm the life of the party.
I know. I'm the life
of
the party.
Why not?
I'm definitely the life of the party. Usually. On good days. Not tired days right now.
I can see that with you, Vicky. I'm the bore. I'm the big elephant in the room. Everybody be like, okay, there's a minister over there. You know,
there he is.
No, he gonna
corner.
Have something to say. He don't, and he don't mind saying it. And then
watch
minister
out.
Ain't the little guy, you know.
Run.
And then minister ain't the little guy, so
yeah.
you just can't push him aside.
No. They're like, the exit's over here, guys. The exit's over here. And they're like, you know, those people with the plane, with those, you know, with that headset, and, you know, they're directing the traffic. That's funny. Let's bring on Larry. Larry, welcome back to the show.
Shalom.
Hi, Larry.
As long as I have a parachute, I don't care.
And a helmet.
But you're a truck driver. What you going to need a parachute for, Larry?
You never know when you might need a parachute.
Yeah. If the truck goes off a cliff during an earthquake, I can open the door, let the chute open, and once the chute opens, do a low altitude jump.
It can cover you so you won't be ate up by the buzzards and everything because it don't, you know, that close, Larry. By the time your chute open, you'll be at bottom already.
That's why, Minister, I said, I throw the chute out, let it pop open, and then jump.
Oh!
I was watching SpongeBob today. Thank God it was SpongeBob and not the witches or the Wibbly plays or whatever.
I don't know about SpongeBob.
Well, I don't know. You know, it was actually
he's homosexual.
Patrick. And
yeah,
Patrick. Nah. But, you know, it was funny because I guess they were trying to Mr. Krabs, secret recipe. I guess they were in the train. I don't know. It was actually a really funny. But
like a
I've been watching these cartoons, right? You know, Dora with the screaming, hey, you know, and the maps and, you know, and the crazy, you know, it's just craziness on Dora, right? So much mind control. They were talking a bit about a big stick the other day. And, yeah, me and Lawrence were laughing. We were like, the big stick, really? The big stick does magic, really? I know, we were just like, we couldn't believe we were watching this. Anyway, and then the ones that I like, I think, I like Martha, you know, the talking dog. Yeah, I like Martha.
I don't watch cartoons.
I don't watch cartoons. Because it's pretty wholesome,
you know?
We
don't watch children's shows, Vicky. We're not...
But I have to because the children are, you know, around me.
Maybe
so
my grandchildren, when they come over, I'll watch Kailoob or whatever that little boy's name.
99% of the cartoons out these days, if not 100%, are used to brainwash little children.
They are. I'm telling you. That's my point.
And why do you let them watch that stuff?
Well, it's out of my control. They start crying if they don't watch Dora. You know, Larry. So what I do
I understand child psychology.
But look, this is what I do, right? I say, oh, let's watch Strawberry Shortcake. The Strawberry Shortcake's a little bit better than all the other ones. You know, let's watch Gumby. Even though Gumby kind of has a secret meaning too, because they were talking about GMO food, corn growing faster and
longer. Felix the Cat. We were watching Felix the Cat the other day, and just by chance, we were watching, hey, I remember Felix the Cat.
Who,
and
you,
were
Rat?
Rock Bottom, and what was that other guy, the professor? And they were talking about mind control stuff. And I was saying, back then? Wow, that
yep.
really...
That's funny. Kathleen just...
They've known about mind control for a long time.
Kathleen and Facebook
sent
me a... Kathleen and Facebook, right? She just sent me a Facebook post, and she says, SpongeBob and Dora are Satan. I agree. They got issues. Oh, look, I see Poopy. He doesn't have his hand up yet, though. But, you know...
Hand up, Poopy.
You know, that's funny.
You have to,
I saw Sarah too.
Like my neighbor last week... Her and her husband, they wanted to go to this comedy club, and their babysitter, you know, was unavailable. So they asked me, and I'm like, sure, that's not a problem. So, you know, they came up, and they wanted to watch this movie. Did anybody ever heard of Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah, okay. My ex was addicted to that show. I've been watching it lately, and it's like, what the heck? I don't know.
I found myself, I had to constantly stop, you know, because everything I watch, I haven't turned the television on, so what I watch is on the internet. I had to constantly stop and explain to the kids, okay, now, you know, this ain't real.
It's like, yeah, and it's like, well, what's up with that guy, Destructive Evil or whatever, Inc.? That evil Inc.? What's up with that? I thought that was an evil.
The scientist is so stupid. Now, he can create all of these things But now his arch nemesis is a platypus.
Yeah, it's a platypus.
Is that crazy? What? And now he's the dumb one, and he's sustaining himself. He's got a place to live and whatnot. He's got the penthouse in his building, and he's able to make all of these gadgets and what have you to try and take over the world. But the kids are smarter than him.
Yeah.
And
those two boys.
And this is what they do. This is the impression that they give the children. And if you're not sitting there talking with the kids, all the cartoons, the last cartoon I saw that was decent towards parents was Kim Possible. Kim Possible's dad was a rocket scientist and her mother was a brain surgeon. But everything else you see on the Disney Channel, the kids got all the sense. The mom got a little sense, but dad is a complete idiot.
Weren't we just talking about this earlier? You know, I was.
That's brainwashing.
Well, you know
what
I watch? I watch a Good Luck Charlie, right? Because the little girl, she likes Good Luck Charlie. Which, you know, I mean, it's a good show. I mean, I like it, but the kids are smarter than the parents. The lady is like some dimwit, and the man is like, pest control weirdo, you know, and it's crazy. I know I can't even believe. And then I guess tomorrow is this like camp I want a pee-pee or some. That's what it's called. Camp I want a pee-pee, right?
Think about it.
Wait, no. It's a show. It's a movie. Hold on, Mister. It's a movie that's coming out on the Discovery Channel. I mean, Disney Channel. No, the Disney Channel. I meant. Anyway, it's Camp I want a pee-pee, right? And there's this kitty. He talks like this. I mean, obviously we know that, you know, not to stereotype, but, you know, we know that he's like 15 and he talks like that. So I'm thinking that he bats for the other team, you know, and it's just showing kids. I mean, what is this camp
okay.
I want to pee-pee? And, like, you know, like it's okay to be whatever. And I don't know. I just, the way that they dress, it's really all about mind control. It's really about messing up the family values.
I know a lot of homeschool people that don't let their kids watch that garbage because it does mess up a kid's brain. I mean,
well,
how do you want the kid to turn out when he's an adult? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You have to stop and think about that.
You're either going to be a mindless zombie.
The long-term ramifications of these cartoons is really bad, and you have to think about it in the long term, not the short term of, are they going to throw a tantrum for 5 minutes? They can go throw a tantrum. I'll put them in the room. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're not going to. In my house, they don't watch that garbage.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Minister, how about that posting of two little girls dressed up like little teenagers?
Yeah, what's up with that? That was weird.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm like,
Yeah, they Elvis Smith posted that on my page, and you know, it shows these two 6-year-old children, two little girls, and they're dressed up like, you know, Hoochie Mamas.
Hoochie Mamas,
and they're acting like them, you know,
yeah,
they you know,
posing.
And what is this? And what is this with all the women on Facebook? It makes no difference if they call themselves Christian or not. They all got this picture where they turn around and take a shot of their butt. What is this now?
I don't know. I don't do that because I ain't got no butt.
You ain't got no?
Nah, it's flatter than a pancake.
You didn't get no edumacation either, huh?
Well, ride a bicycle. That'll give you a butt.
That's funny. I was not blessed with a butt.
The tennis shoes.
No, but this
those,
was,
what
but
do you call
this
those tennis
really
shoes
falling.
That firm your butt?
Larry on
exercise.
Your hot. Yeah. Larry on your hot. That's what Poopy said.
He said what?
He said Larry on you hot.
I don't get it, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't get it either. What was that?
He's just saying Larry giving Vicky a hard time. That's all he's saying.
Oh, okay. Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, let me see. Anyway, so who?
What mother dresses these children like that?
A mother that is not so great of a mother.
God would quit cutting me off. I would finish for you. So when I commented on this picture, something told me to read the other comments. So I read the other comments, and there were women, you know, on there, you know, young mothers and whatnot. Ooh, where did this come from and everything? And I decided to check their page. And you go to their page, and they're the exact same way. They're the exact same way. They are dressed. They are at the club. They're doing the exact same thing. But now they come over there where we are, and, ooh, this is appalling. Ooh, how can mothers do that? But you look at their pictures. They're doing the exact same thing, and they got kids.
Wow, did you see my comment?
Yes, I did. I sure did. I don't remember it offhand.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's okay for them to have a boyfriend, tattoos, and I don't know, something else that I commented on. You know, I was like, what's next? What's next?
I don't have any tattoos.
A boyfriend? No, I don't have tattoos. Are you kidding me?
I don't
either. Okay, how many times
I didn't play that.
Mom, you could be the
one. You ain't finna write on me.
Wait. Mom, you could confirm this, right? I tell everybody on the Pedo Hour, and every time I'm on another show and you're not there. Okay, my mom told me when I was young, she sat me and my brothers down, and she said, if you guys ever get piercings or tattoos, what do you do? What are you going to do?
And you can choose it. It's your body. But you're going to choose something else.
Actually, it's God's body. We're just renting it.
She says, I will disown you. That's what she said.
Either the tattoo forever or your mom. You pick. And, you know, it's funny because I sat them down when they were teenagers. And before, they were even thinking of even getting a tattoo when it was first coming out and pierced ears. Well, anyway, I set them down. I set them straight. I let them know how I felt about it. And, you know, you make your own decisions. It's your life. It's your body. But you're going to have to choose. And I was very stern about this. But my sister, she never sat her kids down. So when the first one came in with a tattoo, she was so upset that she had to go around the block a couple of times just so she wouldn't, I don't know, have a heart attack or something. And I told her, I said, why didn't you sit down the kids before they even made that decision? You should have told them how you felt before. No, she tells them how they feel after the tattoo. It's too late. It's too late. You know, I told her, I go, it's too late. You can't do anything about it now. It's in their body now forever.
Yeah.
Well, wait till they're 70, 80 years old. It's going to be all...
Well, I can't say anything because, you know, I mean, yes, you will disown me, Mom, right? But Lawrence has big tattoos.
Yeah, well,
I know.
I just never saw the reason for it.
That.
I mean,
I'm not
going to
judge him. I'm not judging him.
No.
It's not my child. You know, he's not my child, but, you know, he chose that. Now he has to live with it.
Yeah, but I know, I mean, I think they're, I mean, he has, they're not ugly tattoos. I mean, I think they're pretty tasteful, you know.
How could a tattoo be tasteful?
Love them.
It doesn't belong on the body.
That's because I love them.
You know,
love
well,
the body.
Initially.
It doesn't say in the Bible.
You could have painted it on. You know, you
actually,
could paint it on for a little while and then wash it off. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It means that you're a slave, Vicky.
What's a slave?
A tattoo.
I'm not a slave.
That's where
I
it came
no
from.
I ain't no slave. Not
you
me.
Ain't,
no? You'll never, nope, you ain't ever going to see me have no tattoos. Of course, I don't want to.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I just don't want to piss my mom off. You know, and my brother's a Marine, right? Mind you, my brother's a Marine, and he's wanted one. But he even said, I don't want to piss mom off. You know, so
yeah,
so
he told
me.
Because how about
no,
if I
yeah,
had a
tattoo? Why do you want to claim yourself? Claim that you are because a tattoo represents somebody owning you.
Mm.
God owns your body. I mean, never. I don't know. I just
but there,
I've never understood.
Here, but me tell you, that's why you have a parent or parents. In my case, it's a parent, and because the other parent was didn't care, no common sense. But anyway, I made sure that my children were directed and aware of how I wanted them to be and how they were going to be treating other people and what
we're
they do
just submissive to you, Mother. We're just submissive to you. We are too submissive
to
you.
I'm talking to you about being a young adult, a young teenager, sitting you down, telling you, giving you telling you the direction that I wanted you to take. And then after that, ultimately, as an adult, you are going to make your own decisions. But I had to make sure that you knew how I felt about it before you even made that decision. And a lot of parents don't do that to their children. They don't sit them down. They can say bad words. There's a lot of parents that say bad words, okay? There's a lot of parents that say bad words. Oh, you know, F this or whatever. And then the little child is listening to them. So then they take it to school and they think it's okay because their parents aren't there. They're not there to tell them anything. But they hear it from home. But yet they say it's okay. In school, you hear everybody saying bad words. Every student in that high school that I went to where I was working at, every student would say bad words. Why? Because nobody said, you know what, it's wrong for you to even say bad words. You can't say them.
That brings me to something that happened today, right? So I'm watching a little girl that I watch, right? And after we went swimming, she was having lunch. And I put on the Disney Channel, of course. And then there's these brats. What are they called? They're called Wicked Brats or Vampire Brats or whatever. They're dolls. And then they're all dressed as witches. And, like, they have a cat. A black cat and a white dog, but you know they're all like witches, and I'm like, Jenna's like, oh, I want one. Oh, the little girl, sorry, I said the name. Anyway, she says, I want one, and I said to her, no, that's evil. You don't want that. I said, you know, the witches of Waverly Place and you know these dolls, they are evil, and they're meant to trick you into thinking that they're okay and they're not okay. Magic is not okay in the Bible. And then she says, I'm going to ask my daddy. So what does she do? She asks her daddy. And what does her daddy say? Oh, they're fine. And I said, I turned to him and I said, you cannot be telling her that. You know that that's wrong. And why aren't you telling her that it's wrong?
Because he doesn't want to take that responsibility.
Well, I did. I did, and I'm not afraid to.
See, you shouldn't be letting those kids watch that garbage, first of all. Second of all, that digital TV is brainwashing those kids in ways you don't understand. It is bad.
Well, they're
bad,
all ADHD.
Their minds are so tender.
There are
CIA minds. You have to remember.
You know, the CIA agents won't even watch digital TV. You know why? Because they know, and it's mind control in the direct, serious way. It's worse than analog. You know, the old style TV.
Well, that's why they put it.
Yeah, that's why they forced them to change over, because the HD TV is more able to get through to the synapses of the brain.
To the core of your subconscious mind and just totally, especially little kids, because they'll sit there and stare at the TV and they'll go into a trance. And then you just gave your children to the government.
But that's why you have to teach your children the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah,
this
but then the TV
right,
turns around and brainwashed. That's what I'm saying. That does not undo what the government does to your children with that stupid boob tube.
Well, that's where the parent steps in.
And turn
the
TV off. Parents aren't stepping in. They're not turning off the TV. And they're letting their kids watch this stuff.
They themselves are still kids. They never grew up. They're not awake. they're still in La La Land.
But the point of everybody is that the government is intentionally doing this because they have control over our children right up under our nose. Our children are in control of us. If we discipline, spank our children are told by the government school system to call 911 and have the parents locked up.
Or in homeschool. Yeah.
But if you took it to that level, at that age, at that time, then you're doing something wrong as a parent. Because now you're letting the government, like this, I went to this party, okay? It was a baby shower. And one of the ladies there, they had the little kids, the two little kids, and they were doing something. But anyway, the lady says to the kids, she says, doesn't your teacher teach you any manners? It's like, I thought to myself, why is the teacher teaching your child the manners?
Well, that's your department.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a good reason for that, Rosemarie. You want to know why? Because the teacher has the child more than the parent.
Yeah.
That's why. She said that.
Okay,
because
but
she
that's
where
you have to draw the line.
Child.
That's where you have to get
she's
involved
child,
with your
but,
child.
But look at the society that we're in, Rosemarie. That
it doesn't matter.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
The baby's daddy is gone.
Common sense. If you can't teach your child common sense at a tender age, then something's wrong.
Wait, did you see the post that I put up about the little 9-year-old boy that was beating up the little kids in the daycare?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, my goodness, it'll break your heart. I'll put the link in the chat room. But this 9-year-old boy, and we're talking like a 2 or 3-year-old toddler and whatnot, and he's swinging, hitting her in the face, took his foot, kicked the other child down and everything.
Where's the watchers of the daycare?
Where are the parents?
They're walking in and out, you know, and what have you. And as soon as this one woman walks out, he kicks this other child. You know, she steps into the next room. She couldn't have been out the room 2 seconds. Because as soon as she hit that corner of that door, he kicked her. You know,
if my child kicked somebody, you better believe I'm taking that child home and spanking them.
Oh, my dad would have
said, I'm going to do the discipline.
Really?
Yep.
You're different from me. Because if my child kicks somebody, I'm going to whoop his behind all the way home.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know, Poopy has something to say about this.
I was gonna be a little nicer. I was gonna take the child home and then spank.
You kicking a little kid? No. All the way home. They're gonna see in the classroom. I'm getting started even before we leave. So if they want to call the police, help yourself. Because by the time the police show up at my house, my child gonna have well butt. Even if I go to jail. My child going to know, you don't do this.
I think that Poopy wants to put something, I'm like, wait a second, hold on. I need a loud horn. Hello. Anyway, I think Poopy has something to say about this.
Okay,
and then we'll bring you on, Doug.
Let him on.
All right, Poopy, what's up?
I don't even know. I'm outside, Vicky. What's up, guys? I was playing zombies.
I like playing zombies on Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. You know what? My system was down. I had to send it to PlayStation and get fixed. I don't know what I did. I guess I put a bootleg movie in it, and it corrupted my system.
Oh, no.
That's all right. I was a little pissed off, but it was one of those deals where I had a friend pop up out of nowhere, and I went to put a movie on it, and I'm like, damn, what? This shit ain't working. And it was just like, he just brought that negative energy right into the crib, man. I was like, can't get a break, man.
No.
How's everything going? We talk about kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear our conversation?
I heard a little bit about the kids and the TV and all that stuff. I don't really feed into that stuff because if you're in your kid's life, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I don't care about brainwashing, and I don't care about the cartoons, the school.
Yeah.
If your kids believe in you and they follow you, you'll be all right.
Yeah,
no, actually,
yeah,
it doesn't work that way, my friend.
Yeah.
You have no clue.
My kids are fine. I got 8 of them.
Okay.
Yep, and then you know what? They become adults, and then they make their own decision. You let
well, you, what you do is you teach them that what they're doing. You teach them what the cartoon. You listen to some of the Adult Swim and some of that shit, man. I mean, it is off the hook. But if you teach your kids what they're saying and where it's going, at least they know Kappa when they hear it. You know.
Yeah.
They can take an adult that's already been mentally formed and everything, and brainwash you like you have no idea, man. That
oh, look at that guy
is,
who, did that mass shooting.
He didn't do it.
Yeah.
He was
he's
a pet.
They say he's in jail.
They found a second gas mask.
Yeah. There was not only a second, but I thought there was a third, too. I don't know. It's all crazy. Mind
they're
control.
That guy
now there's some new guy on TV.
Very kind of, it's all
you look
like,
at that guy and what was done. People aren't putting two and two together here. It's like the World Trade Center. It fell down in its own footprint. 3 times, give me a break. But anyway, that kid's in the courtroom, drooling on himself, doped out. He's not walking anywhere with an assault weapon, and I hate that term, shotgun and a pair of pistols, and put his back up against the wall, military style, dropping people right and left. No.
Well, okay,
you can't,
not only that, but
I mean,
how do you open up the doors,
He didn't. Somebody else did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, people are not...
I'm supposed to believe some Prozac doped-out kid went in systematically with a clear mind, military style, dropped a bunch of people? I don't think so. I was born, but not yesterday, okay?
I thought he walked in, paid his ticket, and started shooting everybody.
No. He came in through the back door.
Hello? Okay, does anybody get that then?
I guess not.
Why isn't the media
A steel door that's opening outwards? Give me a break. He didn't...
Yeah.
Well, why isn't the media stressing that? Why are they...
They're their own mom.
Yeah.
Who do you think owns the media, Marie?
We're in trouble in this country with all this information.
In this world.
There's a big protest that was going on last week in Mexico, and they didn't get no coverage. I mean, huge, because they know their whole system's corrupt, and they were all out in the streets. And if you didn't have a Spanish channel, you wouldn't even have known about it.
Yeah, I saw that. I picked up on that, and I was watching the noticias, and I did see all the protests. I mean, there was like... I don't know how many people in that.
In Mexico's, I guess, in a long time. I don't want to say history because I don't know much about Mexican history, but it was big.
Yeah, it was huge. It was like a lot of people were protesting. A lot of people, and no coverage. Hello.
All across the world, and they're not showing us any of these protesters because they don't want the American people to get the idea to rebel and do the same thing.
Okay, so do you think that they're going to protest the Olympics, that country? Like, if let's say it's Mexico and they wanted to be heard to the world, and they're going to be doing something like protesting or making some kind of noise so that people will be aware?
I don't know.
Anybody that tried, they're going to label them as a civil criminal or a terrorist, and they're going to get them out of there right away. You're not going to even know what's going on.
Yep.
Well, then this is
George Orwell's
1984.
They took that John Moore thing down, Vic, off of 4 News. It's Vicky Dinner, she's on.
I don't know, Nikki.
She probably left.
She's light stepping. She's light stepping, Rev. What's up, Rev?
I'm blessed.
I think she dropped.
No, she just muted herself. She's not dropped.
Oh.
I'm looking.
Yeah, well, John Moore had this warning.
Media.
Yeah, John Moore had this warning out, Rev. It was pretty deep. It was called Emperor M. Brown. And it was a two-part video, I mean, you know, radio show, and it was off the hook. Supposedly, this thing's supposed to come up in August 17th or somewhere right around that in the teens. Spin right past us, but they're saying it's not as big as they said it was. It's about the size of the moon, but it's still going to wreak havoc on the East Coast. Basically, on the East Coast, they keep talking about. So, you know, I'm up in arms because I'm on the East Coast.
Well, you know what? Now, so this is supposed to... It's supposed to swing past the Earth, but it's only going to affect the East Coast.
What?
Yeah, something like that.
Isn't that a little strange to you?
Yeah, it
doesn't
make sense.
I don't believe any of it. You know what? I'm going to tell you guys right now. I don't believe in Planet Nibiru. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I believe that it might be around. I think if it comes around, it's going to be in 2020-something.
I don't know. This might be one of their moons, though, because they're saying it's the size of the moon. Something's up in space.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to bring on Doug.
It's on the moon, I'll tell you.
Larry, hold on. I'm going to bring on Doug. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Hey, Vicky. How's it going? And
hey,
how's my brother, Proop, in Philly doing?
I'm maintaining, man. I'm keeping up the positive energy as best I can, man. I'm living my life as full as possible.
Well, so am I, you know, and we got to watch out for each other's backs here,
yeah.
as we all know. I mean, this is, you know, it's the world is getting much
That's
smaller.
That's the key there. That is the key there. We've got to look out for each other. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the key.
And
we're doing it now.
To...
We're doing it now with us, just with us.
Giving people hope.
Yes, we are, and it all starts from small groups. Just review a bit of history, and you will come to the realization.
Mm. Well,
did you listen to that, Doug? Did you listen to the John Moore show or not on the 25th?
Which one?
The one that just passed on the 25th. It's not the warning from the military one. This is the after effect. It's 2 weeks since the last one he gave. About the military leaving the East Coast. Mm. This one is talking about Nibiru coming on the 17th of August.
Military hasn't left the East Coast.
Well, here's my perception on it, and it may be just my only my own personal perception, but those are signs from heaven. Okay, it's not saying that this or that or the other thing is going to happen. And I know that, you know, people have bought into the Mayan calendar running on December 21st, 2012, okay? And I agree that there will be a major change at that point in time. I don't believe it's going to be the end of the world as we know it. Well, I don't believe it's going to be the end of the world, but it may be the end of the world as we know it.
Right.
That's my perception on it. Okay. In other words, there's going to be a major paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at that electric, man. That lightning storm yesterday was like Frankenstein up in the sky. I ain't never seen an electric like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you know, I've resided here in Albuquerque since 2001, July of 2001. Okay. It was probably about June of 2006. I saw a lightning storm from the west side of Albuquerque, which was, you know, the suburb is called Paradise Hills, okay? And I saw it looked like strobe lights.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a stage, you know, that you would have seen a modern rock and roll band on, okay? And I'll tell you what, it was a pretty sight. It really was. But
Gary, at the same time,
there was a well. Consider this fact as well, okay? Kirtland Air Force Base.
All right, but can you, Minister?
Pardon me. Hello.
Vicky.
I think Vic's doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, and anyway, Kirtland Air Force Base is on the kind of almost directly south of the eastern part of the city. Okay.
Yeah, it's just by the interstate. Yeah.
But no, well, it's fairly close to I-40 and I-25.
Pretty center, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right by the mountain.
Well, okay. But when I was living in Paradise Hills, that is the far western side of the city. And
about
was
Paseo del Volcan?
Paseo del Volcan, yeah, that's not too far from there, yes.
Yeah.
So you must be familiar with the city to a point, I guess.
I deliver there a lot.
Oh, okay.
I'm a truck driver. I go. The company I drive for is based out of Las Cruces.
Las Cruces.
And,
oh, okay.
I call it or Lusty Crotches, whatever you want to call it. But anyway,
yeah,
and I could deliver up to Albuquerque sometimes, and that gets me back to the yard in Las Cruces so that I can get my truck worked on, and I'm back to going everywhere else. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. But, you know, well, my point being is that, you know, that there was one night when we were asleep, and it was, you know, like, sorry.
Hey, Doug, hold on real quick. I have a caller on, but they're losing battery, and they just wanted to ask a question. Go ahead, Kathleen.
I have a question for Min. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm wondering if Min can tell us the difference between Satan and Lucifer.
They're actually one and the same.
There is no difference. They are doing that because they want to be just like the gays want to be accepted. The Luciferians want to be accepted and what have you. And they all want to say that their thing that they're doing is okay and all right. But there is no difference. Satan and Lucifer is the garden, that old serpent,
mm-hmm.
the snake that was in the garden. They're
yeah,
all
it's the
same.
Person. Yep, it's the same.
It's two names
it's
to describe the same
angel.
Person.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they're storming us with the all of this information, so you really don't know what to believe and what's the truth, and that's the plan.
Confusion.
Divide and conquer. That's the plan.
Yep.
Their goal is deception.
Yeah.
It's one word. It's called deception.
He's the father of lies.
Pardon me?
Deceiver.
And he's the father of lies.
Well, I'll tell you what. Okay? Or let me ask you a question. When you spell the word life backwards, what does it spell? L-I-F-E spelled backwards is E-I-E-V-I-L, evil.
There's a word, Doug, between good and evil, man.
It is the exact opposite.
Everything comes in pairs. God made everything in pairs, you know. That's just how
exactly.
It's going to play out.
God didn't make evil, though. God's not the author of evil.
In the Asian cultures, it's called the yin and the yang.
Yeah,
the culture is really getting on my nerves. Eating kids, eating dogs.
I'm just saying, I don't know why they're not talking about that no more. I'm just saying that in their culture, that's the comparison.
Yeah, the yin and the yang. Yeah, their philosophies, right?
Right. It's the good and the bad.
Well, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but in order for man to have free will, there had to be both choices. There could not be an up without a down.
Let me explain something to you in simple terms. Let me explain something to you in simple terms. Please allow me to explain to you in simple terms.
Please
don't make me through. Please. It's in simple terms. There's two types of people in this world. There's good and evil. And is that Minister Ken?
Yes.
Yeah, it's me, Doug, and you just blew me off, bro.
No, I did not blew. I did not blow you off.
Yeah, you just blew me off. You know, I was in the middle of a statement, and you just had to come in and take over.
Well, you tried to do that to me as well, so I guess we're even there. So now I'll let you have your piece.
And we are going to continue on, guys. So, did that answer your question? Kathleen's gone. Wow.
Her phone was going dead, she said.
Yeah, her phone was going.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Kathleen, if you're listening, I hope that answered your question. God bless you, kid.
Man, Kathleen left. Oh, that's
just
nice.
Don't let people deceive you and make you and try to tell you that good is evil and evil is good.
Well,
sorry,
well,
we're living in, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, that doesn't mean you have to accept it. Christ Jesus said you have to live in the world, just don't be of it.
Right.
Acknowledge it, though. And I acknowledge it there, because I'm not going to. I'm not like some of these fluoridated bozos that stand on the railroad tracks and say, train's not going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get the heck off the track.
Blow your part.
Yeah.
Well, you have to live in reality too. I mean, we're living in the real world today. I mean, you know,
but that doesn't mean I have to take part in it.
No. And you're absolutely right in that respect.
That's your own.
They're going to force everyone into this war on the street. This evil thing is really getting in full effect.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And
it just seems like everybody.
The demons are out. That's because the demons are out.
Well, what were they saying, Minister? I was, hold on, Doug. I was telling Minister earlier on the phone, I said, this is our sign that something serious is going to happen. Because why would all the children go crazy? They all, you know, everything's going crazy. The devil's trying to take as many people as many souls as he can.
Even we're going crazy. I mean, our little group right here is like we're stepping on each other.
Well,
I think I'm going to do a video, Vic.
Yeah, you're going to do that?
It's about making them lead helmets.
Oh, that's good.
I would,
you don't want lead helmets. That's too heavy. It says in the Bible.
I
want to make them.
And aluminum.
The end times will be as the days of Noah.
May I interject something here?
Mm, go ahead.
Go right ahead there, Dougie.
Okay. Well, who is known to be the father of all lies?
Satan.
Lucifer. I'd have to say...
Okay. That's the word... But it could be Oprah Winfrey. We don't know that yet.
It's her man, Winston.
But the point of the matter is this, okay? In my estimation, and this is maybe my own perception and estimation, okay? But we are not dealing with flesh and blood. We are dealing with principalities and powers.
Supernatural, Doug.
Exactly. We are against something that without God Almighty's help, we are doomed to fail.
I don't know. I'm like I said, there's a war going on, and we're in the middle of it, and it's showtime, and it's going to be, you're going to have to do what you got to do to survive this, man.
God provided me with the wisdom to discern difference. And I'm sure he did most of the rest of us as well.
Listen up. Check this out.
Right.
People in Texas are saying that if blah blah signs that UN treaty, the small arms weapons ban, it's like you're going to have nullification with a capital N. We ain't going for it.
I hope they break free from the United States. That's all we need is these states to start breaking free from the United States, and this shit will get in rare form.
The,
the representatives The representatives of Texas made it clear today to the Obama administration they will not abide by a UN treaty that bans small arms. That is unacceptable. And this could be a start of a revolution, and it's not going to be good, though. I mean, you know, people talk about,
I'm not talking about revolution. I just want them to break free from the United States. Every governor has the right to take over a state and break free from this asshole. So if that starts to happen, it could be a chain reaction where he gets boxed in wherever he thinks he's going to be safe, and then they'll overthrow him in that area, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what the militia is for. And there are a lot of governors that are calling up the militia.
Well, you know what? I mean, I always talk about we need to have a group of people that we trust, which is a militia, let's face it. I think that we all need, especially us being in the movement that we are, whatever that movement may be.
It used to be the National Guard, Vic. See, the National Guard was for the state.
Never been militia. No, National Guard has never been the militia. The words National Guard, okay?
I was in the National Guard, Larry.
That, I know, but originally it was funded and founded with the intent of being under the control of the federal, but ran by the state.
Mm. Governor.
A militia. Yeah, but in reality, the National Guard has always been under the auspices of the federal government, and just like the state was the manager, so to speak. Whereas they did that on purpose so that there wouldn't be a state militia. They don't want a state militia because mm-hmm. then a state can say no and have the power to say no.
Yeah, break free. That's what I mean. And
that's why the feds came up with the National Guard, was to take away the idea of a state militia while making everybody think you had one when in reality you didn't. Because the National Guard's not a state militia. State militia is comprised of we the people as private citizens, not of a military.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Larry, but if we broke free,
it would be
like a militia because it would be them under following the governor, you know what I mean? Like, say Kansas did, or even say me, I hope Pennsylvania does it. Say Pennsylvania says, you know, we're a Commonwealth state. We don't want nothing to do with this shit, you know, and we're going to get our own soldiers here, and this is what we're going on until this gets back to where it used to be. You know, something like that.
You in Pittsburgh or are you in Philly?
I'm in Philly. I'm right above Philly right now.
Okay.
It would be them against us.
Well, let me tell you something, Proop. I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, but Pennsylvania has already declared their independence.
EJ, you're on live.
They're independent right now?
Yes, according to Penn, and they have a website as well, and there are state militias.
We got a lot of crazy stuff here. We got a lot of skinheads and white militia over here. I don't really like that too much.
It's not that. It's we the people.
Mm-hmm.
We the people have to band together to eradicate this tyranny from our sovereign soil.
I wish I knew somebody was talking about that here, because I told you, like, last time we were talking, Doug, I talked to a lot of people. I just talked to some dude from South Philly this morning, called me about, you know, telling a whole bunch of my friends about that warning, and they were listening to it, and he called me and said, thank you, blah, blah, blah. I said, look, take it what it's for. If something happens, something doesn't happen, at least you're aware of it, you know. But he was the first one that called me and said thank you today, which, you know, really should be thanking John Moore, but a lot of people don't know who John Moore is, you know.
Mm.
Right. But you know what? People need to be vigilant, not vigilantes. And there is a difference. Okay? We need to, first of all, take control of our local and state governments. Because without doing that, we stand no chance of defeating the real monster.
You act like it's so easy, though. You have to understand very clear that
do you agree with me?
Has resources that we don't.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. I mean, like Iceland. Iceland did.
Guys, I think you guys are overrunning EJ. EJ is on live.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, EJ.
That's okay.
Didn't even know AJ was there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have said so in the beginning, but I like to listen to people so I can actually, you know, when it comes down to it, we don't have tanks. We don't have, you know, we don't have airplanes that can just bomb local cities. It's already starting in the West. If you haven't paid attention, Sunday morning, you know, I guess police tried to arrest somebody. The townspeople or townsfolk were getting fired upon with rubber bullets. It was looking like, it was looking just like Syria, but only without, you know, people getting their heads severed off or blown to bits by incoming mortars and whatnot. It's going to start.
Well,
it's starting right now. In fact, Anaheim just had a riot on Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
guys, it's been started.
Could somebody allow me to ask EJ a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. EJ, are we conversing here or what?
No, I'm. Yeah, go ahead. You're talking, I'm listening.
Okay, and this is EJ that I'm speaking with,
yes,
correct?
EJ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
EJ.
And you know, not trying to root you out or anything else. I'm just trying to find out what part of the world you're in, because this is a world, this is a turmoil in the world. This is not just in here in the United States or there in Europe or Africa or any other part of the world specifically. Okay.
You see something?
And you know, like I said, I'm not trying to root you out. I just want to have you answer a couple of questions.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, are you on board with being a sovereign individual?
Per se, and okay, I don't know.
And you have the freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want, as long as nobody else bothers you.
Well, I was born free, and I'm going to die free, so...
Yeah.
Well, that's my perception as well. Okay, so I guess we're on the same page in that respect.
Okay.
Okay. I live in the United States. I'm not going to say what part of it. Vicky might know. Drew might know.
I know.
Well, I live in Indiana, and I don't care who knows.
I'll even give you my street address, and if anybody wants to come over, I'm not going to do that. I'm just being facetious to that in a respect.
Anybody ever hear about the Oath Keepers? Let's get off of this shit. Anybody ever hear about the Oath Keepers? That webpage is out now about people that are swearing an oath to the country.
Yeah, they've been around MySpace. I tried to add them to MySpace a long time ago when I was
Stuart Rhodes, man.
Yeah.
I am a 3%er.
Oh, and the Oath Keepers is legit? It's a legit webpage and a legit people?
Yeah,
yes,
Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers?
Yeah.
Where you been, man? You've been on the East Coast?
I'm behind 8-Ball. I'm behind 8-Ball. I just got into this in 2010.
Dude, I'm telling you what, listen to Infowars.com, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I got him down pat.
Yeah.
And I like Vicky, Hottie from Reno.
hey, check this out. My man in Philly, check this out. There's also another website called HeartlandUSA.com.
HeartlandUSA.com? Okay, I'll look into it.
Yeah, that's really good, and the guy that has that is friends with Steve Quayle. You ever heard of Steve Quayle?
Yeah, I got a little close
to him
a little bit. He sent me his book, Angel Wars. I told you this last time, Larry, but he hasn't emailed me no back, but I think he changed his email to Yahoo something.
Yeah, he had to change because, man, the government's been really screwing with him, and the guy that has Heartland USA and Hawk and everything. Huh?
Yeah, and Hagman, I've been listening to him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hagman.
And Proop's right. You know, you got to be kind of vigilant, so to say.
Yeah, but that Heartland USA is really good.
But you have to stay a step or two ahead of them.
It's hard. It's hard, though, because you got to live your life. You got to pay these bills. They got us under the gun, man. They got us really good, man. I'm telling you,
they got people killing themselves over these bills. They think they have us under their gun, but little do they know that we've got them under our guns.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, do you have a helicopter?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. We don't have what they have.
You know what?
Okay,
you know what?
You have all our missiles?
Listen,
well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. What was your name again?
My name is Ernie.
What was your name again?
I go by EJ.
Me or the other guy? AJ?
Oh, okay, well, EJ, let me...
It's hard to hear, AJ.
I'm right here. He's
okay.
Talking.
Doug disappeared.
No, I'm right here.
No, you're there, but Doug just disappeared.
Hello?
Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Vicky, are you there?
Yeah,
I think Doug's fired up tonight. Doug is fired up. Yep.
Vicky.
So, yeah, people don't get it. It's like, you know, they say, oh, we have control. And no, man. You know?
Mother's in charge right now. Vicky and I are doing something.
Oh, okay.
That sounded weird, Pastor. You need to explain that one.
I'm so lost. Can you all even hear me? Just say yes or no real quick.
Yeah, we barely hear you, AJ.
Okay, EJ, not AJ.
EJ. Oh, okay.
Earl the Pearl.
Okay, EJ. E is in Echo, J is in Johnson.
Right, well, yeah. Okay.
Wang.
No, I was making a joke as in movie called Blazing Saddles. Everybody was named Johnson in the movie.
I like that movie, yeah. Billy Crystal, right?
No.
Blazing? Oh, you're talking about Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor.
I love Mel Gibson.
No, that wasn't Richard Pryor either. Well, not in Blazing Saddles. That was a Mel Brooks movie.
Okay, hey, guys. I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hey, I'm sorry that I left.
No, we can't hear you, Vicky.
Okay, you could.
You're not really there. You're a figment of your imagination.
I'm not.
Go ahead.
I'm not really here either.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Doug just wanted to tell a story. I'm just going to have Doug tell the story real quick, and then we're going to go into commercial break after that, and then we'll regroup. So go ahead, Doug.
Okay, well, here's what happened. Let me see. This was in about the summer of 2004 or 2005. I'm not sure of the exact date, although it was summer. And there was a man here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which I reside in. And I was living near a golf course in Paradise Roads. And this man took out a police helicopter with one gunshot to the pedals of the helicopter. And this is no joke. You can look it up on the internet. It was in the Albuquerque Journal.com, and it was around that time frame. Okay, this is documented. I remember looking out my back door at the time, and I heard this helicopter. So I went out to the back door, and I looked outside, and it was right about dusk time, you know. And next thing you know, I heard something, and, you know, then the helicopter fell to the ground, and it's like, no more helicopter. Wow. Guess where it ended up?
I don't know.
It ended up in somebody else's backyard.
A police helicopter. That's not an attack helicopter.
Exactly.
Have you been in the military?
Have you?
Oh, no. Okay, Doug, I have to go to a commercial break.
I don't want to start fishing.
I got to go to a commercial break.
This is awesome.
Hey, where did Minister go? Minister left.
He dropped off.
That's not good.
Do your commercial, Vicky.
I'm doing my commercial. I'll be back, guys, in just a few minutes. This is either conversation.
I'm always in the spell, even when I'm sleeping. You're always on my mind. I hope that I'm not dreaming. If I am led to sleep, don't wake me up to feel.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood.
Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up.
To bring you...
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately if you know what's going on?
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again. As I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific Time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hi, folks. Joanne Moretti here, inviting you to tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern, that's 3 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Thursday, for Liberty Underground, The Moretti Report, the best 6 o'clock news on the web. Please join me, as well as my great co-host, JoJo Norton, and our chat moderators, Lynn and Anna, as we bring you the latest news, current events, analysis, and an occasional featured guest. That's 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Thursday, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Rob Nellen Live is a show exposing the fallacy of the right-left paradigm while promoting liberty and freedom. A plethora of guests will challenge the establishment, mainstream media, the New World Order, and hopefully you. Listen to Rob Nellen Live Sundays between 3 and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron with Ron's Media Matrix. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,000 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. I always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com, take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon-to-be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Any time of day, any time of night, Lake Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you. Get your
Welcome back to the Heated Conversation with your hosts, Toddy and Reno. I'm bringing everybody on. Mom, Poopy, EJ, and Minister K. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey.
All right. Go ahead, EJ. Talk all you want.
No, it's not that. It's just, like that guy was saying, he was kind of naive in a sense, but what I was trying to point out was the fact that, like, he didn't even ask any, like, legit questions. He was just rambling on like a drunken fool. And I appreciate everyone kicking that one fellow out. I mean, that was just real ignorant, and I wish the minister would come back because, you know, we need him in.
Minister's right, back.
Hey,
minister's back on. Hey, minister.
Hey guys, I just have a low tolerance for foolishness, guys, and you know I can distance myself quick, believe me, because I you know when you start hearing someone that first of all as rude as he is, then when he talks, you know, he wants to paint you a visual picture. Well, you know, and late at night, and this, and what is your name? And all this, you know, if you're going to make a statement, make a statement. You're going to ask a question, ask a question.
You have to understand. You have to understand, Doug. Doug gets a little overzealous and, you know, we butt heads a lot, but, you know, he has a lot of good information, guys. That's one thing that Doug does have. He, you know, I don't appreciate anybody talking about it because he does have a lot of information. I mean, he is very knowledgeable in what the government's doing.
Okay, then share it and be direct.
I mean,
thank you, Mother Rosemary.
Because
Vicky was walking on
the... It's just common sense, that's all.
I'm just eating my jerky turkey that Lawrence bought. I'm being good.
So how is Lawrence?
Lawrence, we need prayer for him so he could get well and on his trip to Washington. I need to pray for him.
Yeah, well, we pray God grant him traveling grace there and back. So that he can be here with us. I can't wait till he does the show, Vicky.
Yeah, you know, he wants to. He wants to.
He has a deep voice. He's like, guru-ru-ru. And I'm going, oh, my goodness.
It's very sexy. I like it. I love Vicky.
Oh, he has a Barry White voice, huh?
Oh,
yeah, I think so.
Just hot all over.
Vicky, you know, the moonlight in you, Vicky, just makes my heart flutter.
What was it? Last week, Mom? No, it was 2 weeks ago. You know, Lawrence did us a favor and brought us food because we were waiting on something. Anyway. And my mom, you know, she only saw him once. She's only met him once, and she was inside the car, you know, and she only talked to him for a second because we were going somewhere. Anyway, my mom got to spend a couple, you know, like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes with him. And, my mom's all, he's handsome. I loved it. I was like, hell yeah, I know that already. I was like, I score.
Okay.
That's what I do. I score. That's funny.
Okay, let's
move
on.
Doing?
What?
What
is all that
wrestling
you doing, Vicky?
That's not me.
He's eating.
No. No, that's not me. I'm talking perfectly fine. This is me eating my jerky that I took from Lauren.
Well, you guys give me tax. I'm sorry.
Yes, he was DJ, not me.
Yes, my fault.
Yeah.
What happened to Poopy?
I just got friends.
Oh, I'm here, Mom. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Oh, the gang's all here. That's good. Makes me happy.
What I was trying to say is, he was that guy that was talking. I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, back in the day when we first had our first revolution and whatnot, I mean, we had to seriously fight every single day, and we finally got it. And we fought it with blood, you know, sweat. I mean, pretty much the ground was painted with red. At the end of the day, everyone, and no matter if we won freedom, we still lost a lot. And yet, again, we're going to do it again and again. We will do the same. We will still lose. even though it was game, we were still losing. It's like a fight. When you fight somebody one-on-one, both people lose, even though there's going to be a winner. But in the morning, they're going to wake up, oh, my back hurts, oh, my face hurts, whatever. I mean, it's already happening, the guy said, but when it comes down to it, it's seriously about to spark. It's like, you know, war. Something always happens, and then it goes into one era to another. I mean, this time it's different because it's not just, you know, one country. It's the whole entire planet. It's not just one area, let alone being from, you know, one country to another. It's the whole entire, it's everybody, and everyone's just trying to, like, figure out what they're going to do, but can anyone really say, do they know at the end of the day what they're going to do?
What they're trying to do, AJ, is corrupt all these minds just to give in, just to bitch up, just be like, you know, I don't want to die. So they're corrupting people like never before. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you don't want to die for this country. You're just putting everything out here for you not to have something to fight for. You know what I mean?
And the sad part about it is, we have, as a nation, became so arrogant and so self-centered that we're not even thinking about the world that we're going to leave our children in.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
I don't want it to happen. I want the mission to be about the children. That's what no one – I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because no one really thinks about their children. I mean, we all have – I have a son. I mean, I didn't open my eyes until I have – you know, I had my son, and I didn't believe in the whole RFID chip. I didn't believe in all that stuff. What I believe in now, which we all believe in, but I mean, they literally had a paper. And no, listen, they had a paper. I'm not kidding when I'm telling you the story. Well, my son was born on September the 6th. On September the 7th, they took me in the room and separated me and my ex, and they made me sign a bunch of papers. But then instead of her, they brought me to a room. They sat me down with a man in a suit and a doctor. And they gave me this pamphlet, and they told me, and they explained this whole, like, odd, like, device they wanted to put in my kid. I'm all like, excuse me, what is it called again? Because, like, when they said it again, I was like, oh, no, we're not doing that. And I literally was just, like, paranoid from that day forward. Like, I mean, I ain't paranoid anymore, but that day I was just, like, really paranoid because they really creeped me out. They had me in, like, a tiny room with a suit and a doctor. That was creepy. And I, like I said, I didn't believe in none of this. Like, I'm not even kidding. I thought, no offense to all y'all listening, I thought y'all were learning things. And now I really consider myself, like, knowledgeable that I know more of the information I do today. So it's just awkward, like, what's going on now. I have my eyes to a whole new world. Now I
well, your eyes have been open. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
You know, so now, you know, you know what actions to take, and that, you know, I mean, to know that there is a problem is the first step into solving it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, how are we going to solve, like, right now, okay, we don't have what they have. I mean, I'm going to bring them anonymous. The only reason why I'm bringing them up is because they – I'm posting, I got, like, their webpage on my Facebook, and they're posting a lot of video. And they posted a video not too long ago saying that that they have, like, members here that they could be your mailman, your neighbor, military personnel, whatever. But what do we have that can stop such a powerful government? They have bombs that can, like, wipe out an entire state if they really wanted to. Let alone how.
You got the Lord, AJ.
Well, I know I got him. I mean, but you have to understand, he is not going to intervene right away. That's what, when you all read Revelation, he's not going to come right away.
I can answer that for you.
Before that even starts. Like,
I can answer that for you. When you want me to, I can answer that for you.
Hey,
you're right.
Don't,
we
I
don't have what they have.
I'm not lying. Go ahead, Rev.
No, you're right. We don't have what they have and what have you. But you know what we got? We have some of the best hackers that you've ever seen. And everything that they got a chip in it, we can get control of it.
I ain't going to say his name.
Not going to go like they playing.
I'm going to call him Low. and that's what I call him anyway because he has a nice low rider car. Anyway, he is a, like, he looks like Poindexter off of a cartoon, but the man is smart. And he even told me, there's no way. He said it only takes 10,000 hackers to do what they want. They can shut down this whole entire world in less than an hour. If they really
do. I went to school with some of them. And you're talking about, and I'm talking young guys, EJ. Young guys. And what they can do, I've seen these guys take a cell phone and start and do things and can tap into traffic lights.
Wow.
It's not going to go the way they think. Just like they thought they were going to block us out of the NATO summit. They thought they had all of the airways covered and blocked where, you know, would not get out of that area. But they were wrong. We had people come in and hack successfully.
Well, I talk about you guys a lot, like with a group of friends. Like I hang out with a lot of people normally on Friday, and that's why, you know, I miss half the show, which I feel so bad about because I was a designated driver, go figure. But I talk about this, and some people think that I'm ludicrous, that what I'm talking about is not happening. And I have a few friends that, like, they argue back and forth, and my friends that agree with me are telling the other friends, like, look, this is really happening. And they think we're ludicrous, but it's like you tell someone something, and then when it happens, it's all, why didn't you tell me? It's like, you can't say, I told you so. You know, you don't listen.
Right. It's too late. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people in this country forgot what happened 200 and some odd years ago. And it's different now because, you know, we have technology. And technology is going to play a vital role in all of this. And people don't realize that, like, they forgot where we got freedom from. Our ancestors died for it. And now we're losing it. But then again, we're not fighting a losing battle. We're actually fighting a battle where we are going to win. We are unified.
This is a battle between good and evil. This is a between, you know, heaven and hell. You know, our salvation and, you know, damnation. You know what I mean? This is a battle that is, it's not a battle between us. It's a battle between our soul and the devil trying to take our soul. That's what this whole thing is about. You know? That's what it's all about.
100% correct.
And we all need to realize that, you know? I mean, the devil's out to get us all as we speak, you know, and, I mean, you know, I know that I want to still live my life, but I know I can't, you know, like, it's that struggle. I go through that struggle where I know that I have to be, you know, good, but, you know, at the same time, I'm like, you know, go ahead.
It's called self-control, Vicky.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm struggling with, you know. I've been struggling with that because, you know, I want to do good and I want to go to heaven. You know, I really do. But, I mean, I guess I have solutions to that, you know.
You can't do good. You have to ask the Lord to give you righteousness, to be in the right road, and to be, you know, you choose your road. You know, you either you want to choose bad or you have a conscience. And you have to go by that. And if you want to say, you know what, today I want to do good. I mean, not good, but I mean, I want to do the right thing. And Lord, I need your help. And that's all you need. And then the Lord will guide you.
No, he really works in mysterious
ways. That's true.
But it takes a lot of self-control, too, because a lot of times, we want to lash out, and we want to speak our mind, and we want to say whatever we want.
Sometimes
we have to bite our tongue.
Yeah, but what did you say on one of my comments? I posted a picture, and it said something about my self-control I could get from something evil or something, or I could get to, I don't know. You said something that I'm a pit bull, but I hold on tight, and I don't let go, but sometimes I could be good. And that's true. I mean, I have my times where, you know what I'm talking about, right?
You fight when you're, when you're fighting a bully. When you do fight, you fight a bully. You're fighting a bully. But that's different, though, Vicky. That's not even fighting a bully. That's just, you know, putting your foot down and saying, you know what, this is wrong. But sometimes we go about it the wrong way, and that's what I'm saying to you, that if you want to do good in life, you have to get on your knees and ask the Lord to forgive you and tell him to take away anything, everything that does not please him. And then let him clean you up. Let him, you know, from scratch, let him build you up. But you have to allow him to do it. Because
and
you can't do it on your own. You can't do it on your own, Vicky. Nobody can do it on your own. You need God to be
intervening. But that's a good point, Mom. That's a good point because that's what we're fighting. We're fighting good and evil. That's what we're doing. You know, we're all of us, whatever we believe in, right, we're all in this together who are listening right now, listening on our archive. You know, we are all in this together. This is a fight of...
Yeah, because
you know
why?
Because
it's going to hurt everybody. It's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt the American people. It's hurting us. This, I mean, people are losing their jobs. They don't have anything to eat.
Yeah.
They can't pay their bills. I mean, this is affecting everybody. So we all have to stick together. And if we don't stick together, then you know what? You're on the street. You're on your own. And nobody wants to be on their own. We need to pull together.
Right now, Mom, they're killing Christians, like it was like Schindler's List over there.
Or like the Salem witch trial.
And you
like
know
that.
What?
Like
so be it. So
you know?
Be it. If you're a Christian and you're dying for your belief, then you know, go for it.
I don't want anybody. You can take my life.
You can take my life, but you can't take my soul.
Yeah, I wish that wasn't going on right now over there. I think something horrible is going on in the Middle East. That's going to really, really be stupid.
It's
real
sad.
Well, this world right now is madness. It's madness. That's what's going on right now is madness. We're all going mad. All of us are. We're all feeling the shift, you know. And I really believe that we're going through a pole shift or some kind of shift because we're all feeling the effects of it. We're all feeling the effects of something.
That's why we depend on the Lord, Vicky. That's why we depend on God.
You know, I looked up something to me about all this. You know, about you said you were feeling something. I don't know what they were really talking about, but they were talking about like ascending. I was like looking up all kinds of like things that are going around the world. And
that's New Age though. That's New Age way of thinking.
I have no idea what they were talking about. I was like, these guys are either A or nuts or B or something.
They're talking about consciousness.
Yeah, they're talking about New Age, like the third eye. That's pretty much, very New Age, which is okay. You know, they have their right for the beliefs. I just don't believe that.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was pretty on it. I just put this point in, you know, it can either happen or not.
But we as Christians, we as Christians already know that end times, we're in the end times. We know that the Lord's coming soon, and just be ready, you know? Just be ready.
Yeah.
Just save yourself.
Yeah, but we have to remain watchful. That's a must. And just like Rosemarie said, you know, if we have to die for Christ, so be it. Christ died for us.
So be it.
Yeah, that's true.
He got mutilated
exactly. For us.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, people are too caught up in this world. You know, this is not our home, guys. This Satan is the god of this world, and all of this corruption and all of this pain and this killing and you know the abuse and everything and the mistreating of all those little children in Ethiopia and all the places around the world. You know, this isn't God's world. God wouldn't do this. This is sin and Satan that is running these things and what have you. But this is all going to work out because God is taking this opportunity to see who's going to follow him and who's not.
Right.
Those who are willing to follow him and do and live his way, those are the ones that he wants to take to eternity. But God is about to fill up eternity with a bunch of stiff-necked, rebellious people that were like the angels that he had to kick out with Lucifer. That's not going to happen.
Okay. You know, that brings me to something that happened in church. You know, they were saying, just be saved, you'll go to heaven, you know. And I didn't really agree with that because, yes, you have to be saved at some point in your life when you realize that you need to be saved. But, you know, you have to be saved, but you also have to work. You have to work really hard to get into heaven because only a handful of people are going to go to heaven. So
it's not going to be a lot.
Yeah, and so everybody who's saved doesn't mean that you're guaranteed a spot in heaven.
I was explaining that in the chat room. The person that had just said in the chat room, you're saved, you're going to go to heaven. No, you're only saved from the great and terrible day of wrath that's going to come upon the face of the earth. Where the book of Revelation tells us that for a period of 6 months, man will wish to die and death is going to elude them. But you know... Everyone, even after all of this and Judgment Day, all is going to still stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You know, Christ told us himself that many will say unto me in that day, Lord, did not heal the sick, did not cast out demons, and in thy name did not do many wonderful works. And I will tell them in that day, depart from me, I never knew you. Just because you were saved don't mean you're going into eternity. You called upon the name of the Lord, so that meant you acknowledged him. So all you did was ask for a bench trial. And you asked it from the very person that knows you better than you know yourself.
Man,
you need to be right.
You said the angels were kicked out. My brother read the Bible. And I have not read the Bible. I read bits and pieces of it here and there. But he has a theory. Because, he doesn't agree with what happened, and then again, he kind of does. But he stated that the only reason why Lucifer was kicked out was not because he rebelled, because he did rebel, but he told God, why should you have all the power?
That's rebelling. Okay, look at it like this. If you built a robot, and all of a sudden, the robot said, well, why should you control me? What do you do?
I give him what he wants.
You give him what he wants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because God gave us free will. Yeah, well, God gave us free will. So in the end, we have the decision either to believe or not.
In a way, that was, and I
love him to death. I'm dead serious when I say that. But I think that was the biggest mistake he ever did was to give us free will. Because we cannot control our desires, our wants, or needs. I mean, I have wants and needs, but
Yes, you can do it, bro.
Don't think you can.
God gave it to you. Don't ever think that you can. You have the capacity from our Lord to say, you know what? I'm not going to do this. You know, Lord, give me strength to stand by my convictions. But you can do it. Believe me, you can do it. I'm telling you. And I know there are a lot of desires and what have you that our flesh wants and everything, and we have that need to be looked up to and what have you. But you know what? God gave you the capacity to humble yourself. And once he opened your eyes, because I heard you say you read bits and pieces, you need more. The more you get in you, the stronger you'll be. That's what you need, my brother.
But see, it's so hard to read something that was written by men, or by humans, I would say.
Okay, how about having a relationship with Jesus? How about you having a relationship with God? Just a one and one. You and God. That's it.
You have to have that. But let me ask you this. How do you know that there is a God?
Because I know, like, I don't know how to explain. Like, when I pray, like, when I really pray.
How do you know to pray?
Yeah.
I have this, like, I don't know how to, it's like electricity flows through my body. I feel like something, like, shocked me every time I pray.
Brother, let me help you. You know all of these things because a man wrote it down in the book that there was a God, that you should pray. A man wrote it all down that there was a Christ, that he died for our sins and what have you and everything. You cannot tell God in the day of judgment, hey, look, I believe you. I believe that you existed and that Christ died for me and whatnot, but I don't believe that book. But that book is the only way we know any of this.
But yeah. The book has been written.
We can't have it both ways. Now, I do believe.
The Bible has been rewritten so many times, though. Like, don't get me wrong.
And I agree. I agree they have a lot of different versions out there. And it really gets hard, and I understand. But believe me, trust me, if you get you a original King James Version, if you get you a Bishop's Bible, you can trust those things that are written in there because they were compared to the original scriptures, the original scrolls that Israel have right today. And don't let anyone tell you that the Vatican and 1500 took all the scrolls and everything. That didn't happen. They have copies. They don't have all of the original scrolls. And the more that we find, the more that they still stay the same. It's no deviation. There is no difference. There's all this stuff that is being taken out is being taken out now.
And ask the Holy Spirit to guide you.
Okay. I got to give me real, like, you said the real King James Version, right?
Not the original.
Go to a thrift store.
Not the 2000.
Go to a thrift store and buy an old Bible, like anything after the 50s, right, Rev?
The 1800 King James Bible, the Cambridge edition that you can still purchase, and it, you know, it has all of the these and thous and the thenceforth and everything in it. But if you ask God, if you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal God's truth to you in prayer before you start reading, I guarantee you, you'll look around, and it'll be just like everyday language when you're reading it.
The light will be on you.
You'll get to the point where you have to watch that you don't talk that way.
You should send me a link on Facebook in my message.
You in the chat room?
No, I'm always in the chat room.
Yeah, he's in the chat room.
Oh, I got you.
All right.
Yeah. You know, while we're talking about this, I'm going to bring on Kevin real quick. He's been on hold for a while. So I'm going to bring on Kevin. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're on live.
Bonjour, Anine, Apegish, Bima, Dizzy, Way, Rian, Niji.
Oh, I love it. Wow.
What does that mean?
I said, hello. May you have a wonderful path, my friend.
Thank you. Well, you know, I just think, guys, is that it's just we're in a really interesting time. We really are. We're in a very interesting time. I mean, like I said before on the show, you know, I never believed my mom, you know, when she was talking to me about the end times. You know, I was like, yeah, that won't happen in my time, but I'm starting to see different. You know, and this brings me to next week, next Friday, we're going to have Pastor Paul Begley. And I'm sure we're going to go into depth with all this. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a big show.
Yeah.
A very big show.
A really big show. A really big show. Remember that one?
A really big show. Right here tonight, we're on our stage. We're going to have a really big show for you guys.
That's funny.
Only you and I would just know.
Okay,
and
it went right over Vicky's head.
Yeah, you guys are.
We're the only ones that know it's Sullivan.
That's funny.
And now for a really big shoe.
Right here on our stage, we have Jackson and the Jackson 5.
The Beatles.
That's funny.
Ed was before his time, though, believe me. And he started out as a columnist in New York.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. It just shows that, you know what? I mean, you never know what this kind of path of being a show host, a broadcaster, you know, could bring. You know? And
you could bring a really good show.
But, you know, I mean, you never know. You just never know. But next Friday is going to be a big, huge broadcast. It really is.
Let me ask you a question. What do you guys think of the Olympics?
I don't even care. I don't know how long. It's going to be bad. Something bad is going to happen. I'm not hoping for it. I hope everything goes well. Some people want gold, bronze, whatever, whatnot, but
AJ lost their goal with this Olympics thing. This thing used to be where kids would come out of anywhere and would train and really try to win for their neighborhood or their country, and all this shit adds up to shit right now. It's nothing what it used to be. It's all about money. You got Romney over there getting haggled by the British people. You know, it's all a bunch of bullshit. It's just they ruined everything, you know. Like baseball. My grandfather played baseball, he loved it. He never got a dime for it, but he loved playing the game. Now you got football stars of Philly wearing mink coats and shit. What the hell's a mink coat got to do with, you know, football? But they're like it's movie stars. It's monopolized, you know. It's just like South Street in Philadelphia used to be where you can find weird stores. I mean, weird stuff. Now it's all monopolized. It took the flavor from it, you know.
Yeah,
it's pride. They're prideful people.
No, they just ruined it. It's like McDonald's when you used to go get a roast pork sandwich from, say, you know the Wise family had a banging ass sandwich. Now it's a McDonald's there or a Subway's. You know, it's not the same kind of sandwich, man.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's weird like that. You know, everything is monopolized.
Yeah, well, Subway used to be good, and now it's like gross. Ever since they turned everything into $5 footlongs, it's gross.
Well, I just if you were around someone, say. Like, my wife makes red, yellow rice. She loves it. I mean, it's banging. She makes bataleos and all this stuff. Say if I bought her a truck and I put her in a truck and you liked her flavor of food, it's a one kind of food. When my wife passes away, unless my sons learn how to make it or I make it, you ain't getting that food no more. Do you know what I mean?
It's kind of like grandma's beans. Grandma made the best beans in the whole world. And since
nobody can make them, but grandma, unless she teaches you, you know what I mean. But
have any of you guys had fried bread?
No.
Fried bread, no. You got some jerk chicken? You got some jerk chicken over there, Rev?
Cut it out!
You was eating chicken wings last week.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm always eating chicken wings, mother.
I had chicken wings the other day. Nitro. They were so good. They were the like the best. Oh my goodness.
So have you guys seen how the Chick-fil-A thing has blown up?
Okay, what
and
is
all
that?
Over the place?
I was gonna ask yesterday's show. What is that? I've seen postings and I'm like, what the heck is this all about?
And one of them died now. One of them died. one of the presidents of Chick-fil-A just died. I don't know if it was the president underneath of the president. It was just, I just read it about 5 hours ago. They said
you need to find that. We need to know that.
Yeah, he just died. One of them just died. I don't know if he was the main one that said something, but I heard it was the son that took over, because my son works for Chick-fil-A. One of my sons worked for it, and they're Christians, and all
right.
They said was the Chick-fil-A thing, the whole thing. They don't work on Sundays and all that stuff. I lost you. You there?
No,
you
still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but my son said that the son said, you know, that we don't have nothing against, you know, gay stuff or whatever. It was something really stupid, but the fact of the matter is he said his religion doesn't, you know, have anything to say bad against it. It's just that we don't practice it. But see, like I said, good is evil and evil is good. We're in a flip-flop right now. Anybody that preaches anything about God, they're going to get banged.
Well, you know, President Kathy came out, you know, in this article, and they had asked him what was his stance, and was he for the new standards of marriage, or was he still for the traditional marriage? And he told him, well, I'm guilty as charged. I'm still standing for traditional marriages. You guys didn't hear? Can I have 3 minutes, Vicky?
Go ahead.
Okay, let me do this for you guys, right quick. Here it is. Here we go.
So, if you speak out against so-called gay marriage, you're a hate monger. And if you eat a chicken sandwich, well, I'll explain next. On Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
Life used to be a lot simpler. When you were hungry or needed to buy some pens, you simply bought a sandwich at a deli or went to the stationery store. The notion that where you ate or bought pens might be a politically significant act didn't cross your mind. Unfortunately, that's no longer the case. This fact of life is illustrated by two recent stories. The first is a partnership between Office Depot and Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation. Proceeds from the sale of certain items, including kindness sticks, bravery bracelets, and empowerment gift cards with slogans such as Be Brave and Be Yourself, will go to support the foundation's mission. That stated mission is to foster a more accepting society where differences are embraced and individuality is celebrated, which is really another way of saying that the mission is to actually promote homosexuality as a positive, healthy lifestyle. The second story involved a very different kind of company, Chick-fil-A. The company's president, Dan Cathy, ignited what CNN dubbed a social media storm when he pleaded guilty as charged to being characterized as supportive of the traditional family. Do I need to tell you what happened next? The company, which openly espouses biblical values, were called hate mongers. Hollywood, not surprisingly, got in on the act. Ed Helm of The Office joined those calling for a boycott. And now the mayor of Boston has vowed to keep Chick-fil-A out of his city. Over at the Atlantic Monthly, Jonathan Merritt criticized those calling for a boycott of Chick-fil-A. After citing examples of Chick-fil-A's service to communities and its dedication to its employees, Merritt asked, quote, "In a nation that's as divided as ours is, do we really want our commercial lives and our political lives to be so wholly intermeshed? In a better world, the answer might be no. In that better world, buying pens and eating lunch would be a politics-free experience. All that would matter is whether we're getting value for our money. Unfortunately, we're stuck with the one we have. In this one, big corporations like Office Depot will embrace all sorts of fashionable and politically correct causes if they think it will help their stock price. They're asking us to patronize them because they care about the politically correct thing. This is why Office Depot publicly joined forces with Lady Gaga and her campaign for empowerment. And this is why Kraft produced an Oreo cookie with rainbow-colored filling. Unfortunately,
wow.
I'm not kidding. In other words, they, not consumers, introduced politics into the equation, thus running the risk that people might object to the politics they were embracing. Now, I'm not calling for a boycott of Office Depot, but there's no reason why we shouldn't take their advocacy into consideration when we need office supplies, is there? And let's be clear, the people who turn buying pens and eating Oreos into a politically significant act have no ground to complain when a privately owned business like Chick-fil-A publicly proclaims that it is pro-family. So the next time you're hungry, by all means, feel free to take into consideration Chick-fil-A's commitment to the traditional family and giving back to the community. After all, it's still a free country. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Matthews.
That's amazing. But I saw those rainbow Oreos, and I was like, that's weird.
I just read that Mayor Rahm Emanuel here in Chicago has said that he don't want Chick-fil-A here either. They don't embrace the values that Chicagoans do. It was appalling that he could take that upon himself without even asking us, the citizens of Chicago.
Well, because they don't realize how they work for us. We don't work for them. See, it's all turns around where they make us believe now that we work for them and they don't work for us. That's why they make all those millions of dollars, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really ridiculous.
They got the media right now. They don't have the strong opinion. You know, they can say what they want on TV. They can say what they want newspaper, but they don't have the main. I mean, us talking right now is letting you know that I like Chick-fil-A and I want to eat there. You know what I mean? I don't care what this is like prohibition.
We don't have one
get some bird.
Yeah, we don't have
one. We don't have one here.
No.
We don't have one in California.
No,
Nevada.
We don't have one here either. Well, now not only this, guys, but you know, the Jim Henson workshop used to supply toys to Chick-fil-A, and after they took that stance, they pulled out, said they no longer wanted to be affiliated with Chick-fil-A.
Wow. Not everybody knows about
this information you just gave us.
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever hear about it.
Well, I play it on the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath show
on
the Freedom Eyes Radio Network. You guys need to tune in because...
The west side of the country, it does not understand what the east side is going through, and vice versa.
Well, it ain't going to work on the east coast.
Yeah,
there's going to be chicken.
Isn't that funny how the media is playing both sides and telling these people and not telling the other?
Exactly,
yeah.
They're playing both ends against the middle. It's all about divide and conquer.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why they got damn power plants over here, because they're going to try to wipe the whole East Coast out, man, because the more I look at this, I mean, I've never been out. I've been to Chi-Town. I've never been. I was in the military in Texas, but I was only there for a little while, and that was like I curse a lot. And when I was out there, I got in a lot of, you know, little arguments with people because of the way I talk out there, because they're like, I guess it's considered the Bible Belt or something like that.
Yeah.
And totally different from East Coast. East Coast is wild. It's fast. It's free. It's just different, man. And it has its downside because it's dirty as shit over here. Like then certain cities over here, you'd be like you ready to cry. That's how dirty it is. Like trash and stuff. But I guess freedom over here has been ringing so long. They just want to wipe it out over here, and then, you know, that's the only thing I can think about with them power plants forever.
Well, you know,
They're working on us like a cancer. It starts very small, and then it starts growing.
Boy, I love your mother.
That's a great analogy. I'm really blessed, guys. I mean, I have to really say how much I'm blessed. I'm blessed because, you know, Lawrence is very traditional. And we believe in the same, not the same things, but a lot of the same things, like family traditions and, you know, the fact of what marriage really is and what,
values.
You know, we just, yeah, the values. We we really both agree on the same we're on the same length, you know, the same wavelength. So, you know, I'm really blessed to have that. I mean, he's like, one time we were driving, and he's like, I was saying something, I said, oh, yeah, RFID. He's like, yeah, RFID. He's like, I would never take that chip. They could kill me before I take it. So I was like, really, I was so impressed that he had said that, you know. So, I mean, he believes in a lot of the same things, you know. And I just, you know, a lot of people, they don't. You know, they just don't. They don't get it. They just don't get it. The family values are very important. They really are. They're so important.
They're under attack.
Yep, they are.
Well, I was going to say, because the families are broken up, but...
There is a lot of broken families up here. Stepkids, stepmoms.
There's just a lot of children that are confused. I mean, the parents are confused, let alone the children.
Yeah.
They feel not wanted, and that's when they turn that not wanted into anger and hate.
Right. Resentment.
Yeah, like, why couldn't I have a dad? Why can't my mom cook for me, make French toast? And I go through it a lot with my house. Like, my I don't have a perfect family, like, you know, like, the living-wise. I run my fort. I'll tell you this. I don't play games with my house. Everything is well taken care of. I don't run the street like that. But I see other families checking me out. And when the kids sleep over or they have friends come over, I got to tell them, like, yo, don't that dude can't come here no more. Because they prying, you know what I mean? And I can't have people prying into my life because their shit ain't right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's your gut feeling.
Yeah, it's just sad, man, because, you know, you want your kids to grow up with people, but at the same time, they're going to grow up with people that they're just so envious or so full of jealousy and hating that, you know.
Oh,
like, wow,
yeah.
Man. It's real. It's real. I tell you, that's really real right now.
And you know, and the sad part is, a lot of times, their envy and jealousy is only because they wish they were doing what you were doing.
Yep. Yeah.
Which really makes no sense. If you really feel that way, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. You know, I mean, I'm no better than you. God didn't give me something special that He didn't give you. You just got to make up your mind. You know, none of us, I'm telling you, I was just telling them in the chat room, I smoked like a chimney, drank like a fish. I was not nowhere near the person I am now, nowhere near it. But God, you know, when God changed me, he spoke to me, and it was like, okay, this is serious. And, okay, I'm going to commit. All of this, you know, straddling the fence and everything and whatnot, because, you know, I always knew about God, you know, from early childhood and what have you. But, you know, once you got, I got grown, you know, came back from the military, you know, it was about me, you know, and I was doing what I was doing.
But the Lord, you know, allowed once, you. The Lord allowed you. To get down to the pit.
Because only Him could have kept me. You all should have never met me. I should have been dead a long time ago, guys. Believe me. I've had the guns pulled on me to prove it.
Yeah.
Well, you're here for a purpose. This is what I tell my kids all the time, and like some of my friends. It all ends when you stop it. Like if you want to stop doing something, it stops right there. And then that from that minute on, you're not a fool no more. So you move on with your life. So that foolishness that you used to be all ends when you say it ends. You know what I mean? And then when you say it ends, you have to look in that mirror and be like, look, I did that. I'm moving on. You don't have to worry about feeling guilt for what you did because you're not a fool no more. You're only a fool if you keep doing what you were doing.
Exactly. But some people don't let you forget.
Yes,
some people don't let you forget.
Well, then move on from that.
That's wrong. And that's wrong because you're trying to move on and be a better person for yourself and for the Lord. And some people never let you forget your past.
Did what he said, don't throw the first stone.
Huh. Yeah, but they always do. But you know what? It makes no difference because the Lord told us, you know, come out from among them and be ye separate, and I will receive you. So once again, there's the choice. There's the free will that come into play. Now, what are you going to do? Do you want to get along with your friends or family, or do you want, you know, me? And the Lord will make you choose. Because your family is usually the main ones because they know you from, you know, back when, you know, and they're not going to believe that you change. They don't want to accept you change. And once again, you know, it's probably for that same envious, jealous reason that they want to do what you are doing. They just haven't committed and they hate that you have.
They don't want to accept the change. They don't want to accept the fact that, I mean, it's obvious that you changed. It's so obvious because you're not doing the things that you used to be doing. You're now leaning more towards the light. And they're still in the darkness or I don't even know why they even do it. But
They're in a rut, Mom.
Wait, hold on.
Oh,
Kevin,
I know
go
why.
Go ahead, Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
My elders talk about how, as you know, they always refer to your life as your path or on your road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes when you go down this path or on this road, you're going to walk side by side with somebody. And sometimes you might carry somebody. And sometimes someone might carry you. But you must continue on with your road. And other times you're going to have to leave people behind. And then you try to give them road signs or a map or breadcrumbs, you know. But you have to be able to accept that not all people are going to journey down the road at the same speed that you are. And you have to hope and pray that they at some point will get it and come along.
Yeah, that they have that peace because you have the peace now.
Mm-hmm.
You're carrying God's peace. You're carrying the peace that you've been wanting for a long time, that void, that peace in your heart that only
light.
One person can give you.
That light.
Minister, weren't we talking about this earlier? We were talking about this earlier, Mom. We really were. Me and Minister were talking about this earlier, and we were saying how, you know, it's followed by your direction, you know?
By your actions, you know, they are reading your epistle now. Just like Kevin was saying, you know, that path that you're on, if you're leaving breadcrumbs, because they're looking now, and they're watching. They're watching to see what you do. They're watching to see, are you really that committed? Are you really serious about it? And they are watching. And, you know, if you stay focused, you'll be surprised how many through your example will come along. They might come, you know, a little slower, you know, than you would like to see them, but they'll come. And you just have to stay focused and keep your eyes on the prize and keep reaching for that mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. And it's not easy.
Yeah, but it's not that hard either.
It's not hard either.
Right. It's not that easy, but it's not that hard because you have to get started. You just have to be committed. And I'm not about to tell anyone, oh, when you accept the Lord, everything's going to work out and He will bless you and all of this.
No way. The enemy is waiting right there.
You are going to the top. You are going to the top of the enemy's hit list when you accept Jesus. And he's coming at you with
negativity
all
gonna pour in.
Yeah, you know what? And it's true. I mean, I'm a living proof of that. I mean, how much negativity have I had in the last couple
of weeks?
I knew
you would pick it up, Vicky.
Oh, yes. You know what? I'm getting attacked left and right by people, you know, unnamed
That's
people.
The enemy's trying to steal your peace.
Yeah.
They know how to get to you too, man.
But you know what though?
They push the button.
But the thing is that what they don't know is that I have, you know, I really believe it's an attack on not only me, you know, coming out and saying I love Jesus, but also the fact that I'm in a really loving, very, very healthy relationship.
Oh, here we go.
Huh? I think
here we go again.
I think
here we go.
I had to talk about that.
Okay, we already know that. We already know the ending of that story.
Okay,
I got a curveball for you guys.
Okay.
No one's talking about that star no more, and you know that we were looking at before at nighttime. Now, because you know, with God saying He was the morning star, do you think that's why He flipped it into the morning side? You know what I mean? Because that's pretty weird.
Because it was on the west side. I was just telling. I think I was telling Renee this on the phone. You know, I was talking about this to somebody. I really think it was Renee. And I was like, yeah, we were looking at it on the west side, and now we're looking at it on the dawn in the east side.
Yeah, right. Every morning
it was
I see
at dusk. Yeah, it was at dusk, remember? It was at dusk and in the nighttime in the west side, and now it's in the dawn. Like, I'm out at 3:30 every morning, and I'm being, you know, and Lawrence takes me to where I need to go at 3 o'clock in the morning every morning, and we always see it.
Yeah, I see it too when I'm off the show here, about 3:30 going into 4. But see now, remember, Vic, it was only the star we were seeing, and then out of nowhere, remember, it had another friend when it got closer and closer, and we thought.
And
it was
now
gonna,
you see the other one that's on the other side, like a triangle.
It's just stuck there, and if you really look at it, it looks like a stupid kite. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so
it looks weird, like a
kite
formation. Yes, it does. And I noticed also Pallades is on top, and it's clear as day.
Yeah, it's right there, man. No one's talking about it. Like, what is it? But mom,
you know how you said that it was going to be the planet parade, that we were going to have the alignment.
Yeah, the alignment. We're still having the 3 days of darkness, folks.
Yeah.
Man, did you hear that show or not?
That's a prophecy right there.
John Moore show, or you didn't hear it?
I have not heard it yet. I haven't had no time.
Listen to this. Dude said when this planet comes through, it's going to make the Earth spin 500 miles an hour. So we're going to lose 4 hours from day and light during this passing as it speeds up our planet.
Mm.
That is wild.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Sounds fantasy, don't it? It sounds like a fantasy movie.
It sounds like a sci-fi.
Poopy, just prepare your family and just, you know, get closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm at the point right now, Mom. I went out of my way. I spent loot. I thought of every scenario from the last 2 years since I started talking to your daughter and doing my little own homework and trying to figure this out on my own kind of works for me. And I'm at the point right now, I'm at a standstill. The Lord's going to have to tell me what to do because this is beyond me, man.
And He will. You know why? Because the Lord, He loves you, and you're a good guy. You're a good guy. And the Lord loves you. I do good by people. But I hope so,
Mom. I mean, I got my past like everyone has theirs. You know, you ran the street.
Everybody
hustle,
has it.
Whatever.
But, you know, get on your knees, ask the Lord to forgive you, and you know, and let Him take over. Let Him drive the vehicle.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
You're just a passenger.
I have no idea which way to go because I actually looked at where Pennsylvania is, and then this whole thing is iron. And if this thing is a magnet and all this crazy stuff and the cars ain't going to work past 1986, where are you going to go anyway, you know?
Just look up and ask the Lord.
I want to make that video, though. I'm going to make that video, even though Larry was shooting it down. I made the helmets. I told you last time. Remember, Vic, the lead helmets? I told my son, we're just going to take, like, two of them apart, and then I'll redo them as I'm making the video so people can see how easy it is to make a lead helmet with just a regular construction helmet and a piece of lead.
Yeah, I want to know. I would watch it. I would post it on my profile. I would promote it.
Well, I'll let you know when I make it, and then I'll put it on YouTube. I'm just going to put Poop Makes Lead Helmet.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
It's a poopy helmet.
Let me ask you a question, Chris.
What's up, man?
Where in the world did you get the name Poopy?
I'll tell you the story. One of my friends was buying some weed, right? And he went down to this neighborhood to go buy some weed. And this was one of my old heads. And he went down there, and Puerto Rico Bull came out. And back in the day in Philly, they sell right on the street. You just pull your car up and buy your weed. So dude stuck his money out, and he bought the weed. And my boy looked at it. He told me a story. He went to smell, and he says, "Yo, this is some poopy pot." And dude said, "I think how do you pronounce this? I got punched in the mouth and sold some poopy pot." Right, so I always was joking with him for years and years and years about that. Yeah, I went down the way and I bought some poopy pot, and then all of a sudden I started saying, yeah, poop, 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 and then I got stuck with it, man.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little weird story, but it was one of them 1986
but you know what?
Story, you know what I mean?
I understand. I had a similar situation happened with me when I was singing with this blues band I had, and you know, we were all cool and what's going on, Daddy, babe, what's going on? And
yeah, what's up,
when
Dad,
I got
Daddy?
Around, yeah, and when I got around my friends from the neighborhood and started saying that, that's what they started calling me. Oh, that's your name now, you Daddy, Daddy. What's up, Daddy? So I understand.
You start clowning, like you start telling the joke, and next thing you know, the joke's on you.
Hey, that's funny. Yeah, I could understand that because that's how Hottie came along, right? I just,
yes,
you know,
that's
one
my
day.
Dog.
Oh, that's okay. You know, one day, you know, it was just like, it was a joke, and everybody was just calling me Hottie. You know, I was like, yeah, I'm a hottie, you know. And I was just joking about it, you know. I was just being the cheerful, playful stuff that I am. Anyway, it just stuck, you know. And then
yeah,
so
I mean, it was meant to be.
Yeah. It was meant to be.
Mojo says she calls you poopy like something you put on crackers.
Damn,
it's a funny little thing.
Ain't
no big deal.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I love you guys here at Freedomizer. You know, even Douglas. You know, because I talk to Douglas. I really like Douglas. Douglas, you know, joined the ministry and everything. You know, but you know, I guess there's a time and a place for everything, you know. And but I love you guys. You guys make me happy. I look forward to being here with you guys. I really do.
Yeah. Well, you know,
same here, Rev. It's a good conversation.
We keep each other company. That's good. Good company.
Okay, this is like what Poopy says all the time, you know. He says there's no other show like yours, you know. And it's true. There isn't, you know, babe, because we're family. Mo, Renee, you know, Scorpion and Gravy and Twilight and
Baldy,
you know,
yeah, our family
all,
member.
Yeah, yeah, we're all part of a family. We really
yeah.
are. This
people's,
is our,
yeah, the people's voice. The people's voice, Vicky's coming out through your radio show.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, people need family. There's people that don't have family, and they just need a conversation. Yeah, they need to be, you know, they can't be by themselves in this world. Mm-hmm. They need somebody.
This is starting to wear people down, and it's going to break people. It might even break me. Might break people I care about. It's wearing people down, and the more that you learn, and the more you're in suspense of what's going to happen. It's just wearing you down. Like, you know, I heard when I first started talking to Doug, he's changed his conversation. He just wants to get his information out. He's so frustrated. But it's just overwhelming, you know?
Yeah, he's going to be my guest next Thursday. I'm just going to bring
that's
him on.
Cool.
Just me and him. Because he has a lot of information, guys, and that's why I brought him on. You know, I know he's been calling me, and I haven't been putting him on. That's because, you know, you're a little bit strong for the round table. But I want him on Thursday because, I mean, he has gave me so much information, guys.
I remember.
So much. Yeah, so, You know, I mean, I just recently called him and told him I was sorry, you know, because I did blow up on him, you know. And
like
and
I said, it's wearing everybody down, Vic.
Yeah. It is,
yeah,
you know.
Well, you know what? There are none of us perfect guys. And, you know, the fact that we can see, you know, the error of our ways and are willing, you know, to correct them and what have you, and let folks know, look, it's not really anything against you and what have you, you know, and if I went at you the wrong way, please forgive me. I apologize.
Yeah.
That's not my intent, because ain't none of us are perfect. You know, and
right.
We are not all going to agree. We're not all going to get along all the time. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, me and Minister always have fights.
I think the understanding is if you do it in love, I think that's the understanding, because you're not trying to offend. You're trying to help and support. You know, if you're wrong, I'm going to tell you because I love you and I'm your friend, and I want you to be aware of the mistake that you're headed the wrong way. I just need
for you to
go the other way a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
See, that's a mom. See, that's what people got to understand. This, don't say anything because I love you and I don't want to offend you. That's not love. That's cowardness.
It's called what's the word for this? Not to cut you off, it's called hard love, something like that.
Tough love.
Tough love.
Tough love. I'm sorry. You got to do that shit. That's it. It works.
Because when you finally, it's finally revealed and your eyes are open, you're thankful to that very person that put their foot on your neck and said, look, this is wrong. And then you look at all of the other people that sit up there and went along with you, and you realize you really didn't give a damn about me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get along. What is it? Get along. What
get
is
along
it? I always
go
say
go along to get along.
Yeah, go
going
along to get along.
To get along.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do that.
So, and like I say, you know, I know you guys are tired of hearing this, but, you know, I mean, whose interference is that?
What is that? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm standing next to the pool pump. You know what it was? I walked to the left to see the star. I'm looking at the star, and I was next to the pool pump.
Oh, that's
funny.
Get away from the pool pump.
That's funny.
Away from the pool pump.
Yeah. But, you know, okay, look. You know, I really am truly blessed, you know. And I've never said that about myself ever in my whole life. I've never said, even ask my mom. I've never said that. Right, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never said that.
Lately, you've been saying it lately.
Yeah, because I am. Because I am blessed. Because I am blessed.
I'm blessed. We know you're blessed. I know the Lord loves you.
Because I am blessed, guys. You know, I mean, I was given the opportunity to have.
That's that zeal, mother. You know, she's gonna have that for a minute. She'll calm down.
I know. You'll try hearing it every day. I mean, I'm sorry, Vicky. Did I hear
and
it every
they
day?
Call
no,
it
I don't call
love.
You every day.
Yes.
That's funny. But
this
no,
is not
you know,
puppy love.
What I'm saying is that I got, you know, I mean, I don't think that people understand.
I got
that.
Me a man.
No, I got.
Oh Lord! Don't go there.
I got a good man. I got a good Christian man, and that's why I'm so blessed. I mean, he really cares about me, you know, more than ever I've ever experienced, you know, and I'm
Vic,
I mean, he appreciates me. He appreciates.
Go ahead, Minister. Go ahead, Minister. What are you gonna say,
Vicky?
Right,
Vicky. Vicky, honey, I love you. And believe me when I tell you, I am so happy for you. But
I have
you
know, a pen in the view.
There's a butt there.
What I want you to know is you need to remember everybody's
God's
not going to be happy for you.
Oh,
and
I know.
You
but
need,
yeah, but God
and
is...
you need to try and keep that to yourself because people are taking that as prideful and boastful, and these things are not of God. God hates pride. Okay,
yep.
So you know you need to try and tone it down. We know you're there. We know, and we love you. But you can talk to our friend. You know who you and I were talking about earlier, and he can tell you exactly how letting the wrong people know can turn things against you.
It's the haters, man.
Oh, yeah. It's because they're jealous because they don't have that in their life. I get that.
Exactly.
I get that. But you know what, though? But that's not going to stop my life. You know, I'm not going to stop my life. I'm not going to say that.
We're not asking you.
No,
I know.
Yeah, I get it. I get
balance
what you're
it. Balance
yeah.
it. Balance it. Slow
I,
it down.
I know, but you guys... I mean, I guess people don't understand. I mean, it really.
Yes.
You ever hear of Irish twins? You guys ever hear of Irish twins?
No.
You know what
Irish twins?
Yeah, you know what that is, or you don't know?
No.
Instead of twins, Mom, it's a year apart. They're a year apart. They call it Irish twins.
My son and my daughter. My son was born August 31st, 1988. My daughter was born August 30th, 1989.
Wow.
Well, I got a pair of Irish twins in my house, and I feel sorry when they start dating. They ain't ever breaking up. I mean, they just having puppy love now, and girls are chasing my sons around a little bit, and they ain't letting not one come in between either one of them. One gets a girl, and they want to come over and hang out, and then, boom, he shuts it down because the love from the brothers is right in the middle of it, and I'm trying to break them free from this because I know that's going to be a headache in the long run, you know what I mean? Because they might meet a nice person for them, and that love for each other is going to chase the other person away, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm telling you, I'm looking at them right now. They sleeping face to face, man. I don't even want to get involved in that. I just peeked in there, and I'm like, you know what? I ain't on my business. I shut the door.
Yeah, if you can breathe each other's bad breath,
yeah,
y'all together, that's a marriage.
And I come from a pretty rooted Italian family, and my cousins Patty and Dominic were in World War II, and I remember my grandma telling me that no one will come between those two. You know, when I was little growing up, mm-hmm. and they were older than me. You know, and they ruined their marriages and everything. And every time I see my two Irish twins, I think of my cousins. I'm like, oh my God, this ain't in my house. Because they left their kids and everything for each other. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty strange.
Wow,
that's, yeah.
And when one died, the other one died of a broken heart. So that's pretty tied together.
Yep, it sure is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it was funny.
A well-known fact.
I saw a couple like that. I knew this young lady. And her husband was killed in front of her, you know, violently by gunfire. And that woman didn't last 3 months.
Yeah, she was devastated.
Herself to death.
Yeah.
Grieved herself to death.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with her.
Yeah, my friend's parents, the man died, and then a couple months later, she died unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And that's how powerful love is. I mean, that is some powerful stuff.
Say that again. That stuff that, I'm just not in love with you anymore. You never was in love with me.
That's
because
true.
God is love. And guess what, people? God don't fade. Well, I still love you. I'm just not in love with you. Excuse me. If you're not in love with me, you never were in love with me. It's something like that.
I'll be in love with you again if you pay my cell phone bill.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you fill my refrigerator up, baby?
I believe that love, you take it with you, you know, and the Lord allows you to be with your partner for a moment, and then after that, you just you just don't remember anymore because he'll take that memory away. But that love you take with you.
I can't see why it would go. I don't know about to be with your loved one for that moment, but I can't see it going anywhere because God is love. And if you have obtained that, I can't see love taking love away from anybody. So, you know,
you've seen those after death experience, and you say, mm-hmm. I saw my grandma, but it wasn't my time, and I had to go back. But you feel this warmth, you know? You feel that love, that warmth that only God can give you. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. And we need to remember that while we're dealing with the enemy that is trying his best to enslave us and to take us to hell, because that's the bottom line, people. All of this is going on and what have you is to accept this new world order and whatnot, and all of that is accepting Satan as your leader, as your, because he's going to proclaim himself God.
You might as well say master. I mean, you might as well just get it out there. Because you're going to be a slave. It ain't going to matter if you're Chinese, black, white, Korean, Jewish. You're going to be beneath him, and you're going to be beneath his people he appoints.
And the thing is, there's going to be nowhere to go because they are going to enslave the earth.
It's true. That's true.
So people talk about, you got to go here. Oh, I'm going down there. There's nowhere to go, people.
Yeah.
I'm going to your house, Vicky.
Home.
I'm coming. I'm flying right there, Vic.
Okay. Cool. Come.
I'm coming to go get Jonathan. We're going to go get Jonathan and everything.
Yeah. That'd be cool. That we would have, you know what? We would make it very happy, sad time.
Oh, y'all not going to leave me out. I'm coming.
Bring that bird.
I'm going too.
I'm bringing
my Roxy and Lulu. My Roxy and Lulu.
Yeah.
I got the chicken wings and the grill.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring the greens and the cabbage.
That's funny.
We gonna be all right.
I'll bring my spoon and my fork.
Hey, all you guys have to do is sing all day. We'll feel good. You know they're dropping bombs, but we'll feel good because you and Minister will be singing, Mom.
We'll be singing.
Yeah, we'll be singing.
Shy Lights. You'll be singing the Shy Lights.
Oh, that's funny.
There you go.
And then you guys would probably be making fun of Lawrence.
which one, man?
No.
Let me see. I got to pick a good one because, like I said, I know the names right off the top of my head, but when it comes to a song, I start singing The Temptations, The Commodores, and The Tramps. You remember The Tramps?
Disco Inferno, burn.
Baby, burn.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull it. Let me see if I can pull Shy Lights.
We'll be singing. War. What is it?
Oh,
good
war. Yeah.
For absolutely nothing.
Edwin Starr.
Well, Shy Lights is Harry Harry Step Right Up. Is that them?
Oh, that's the Blue Magic.
Blue Magic. Right, I see.
Step right up. Hurry,
hurry. Yeah, you got it. The show begins. The saddest story you ever saw, right? Or something like that.
It's got to be the saddest show. I can't hit those notes, buddy.
He put it out there.
You can.
Yeah,
you
that was
to
Blue Magic.
Something real hard. Just kidding.
Strong like wood.
Hey, man, because I was waiting to see what Shy Lights did you know about. I got to be honest, because, you know, the Shy Lights had a lot of great tunes, all the way from I Like Your Love and Do You Like Mine, I'm Ready If I Don't Get to Go, For God's Sakes, You Got to Give More Power to the People, Have You Seen Her, Old Girl,
Have You Seen Her? Tell me, have you seen her? I know the joint. I stepped right up. A little bit about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny.
I let the professionals. I just put my Motown on and let it roll.
That's funny. Hey guys, I put in chat. I wanted to do this. I only have like 3 minutes left of the show, but I put in chat the Beast of Brooklyn washed up in New York. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was like that.
Oh, yeah, under the bridge. It said
Beast of the Hudson River.
Under the bridge or something, right?
River.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was
what was it?
It's like plump. It's like
It looked like a pig size. It looked like a pig, like the size of a pig, and then but it looked like a rat, and it had the fangs and the teeth. They looked distorted.
Yeah.
It was dead or was alive?
Well, it was dead,
it's
but
dead.
You know what? It's called the Manhattan Monster, right? But if you guys all remember on Plum Island, that monster that came up ashore in ashore in Jersey. Right? It was in Jersey, the Montauk or whatever monster. Wasn't that one black though? I believe that one was black.
This one was like a beige.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They
I'm talking about the other one, Mom. The other one was black,
no,
I thought.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I think the
this
other
one was in the Hudson River. This happened like a couple of days ago, like 3-4 days ago.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be
battling
beasts.
Girl,
Plum Island.
Everything else.
Oh, but you guys know that Plum Island is doing a lot of weird experimentation. So
well,
I'm sure that, you know, I mean, and plus the radiation in the water. So
yeah, I believe
I'm
that.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
But you know what? It was a little bit hush-hush on this story.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
because
it was probably really something to see. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe. Because two of them already washed up. About two of them already washed up around that same area, Mom. So, you know,
They're trying to bring some kind of beast, like the saber-toothed tiger, to be hunting us while we're whatever's going on. There's so many things on this, man. I don't know what to believe. Like I said, just like you said, think about God and whatever
like
you got
Jurassic
to battle,
Park.
You got to battle.
It's like Jurassic Park, basically.
Yeah, right. You got the damn mosquito, and they're making shit.
Yep, exactly. But we only have 40 seconds left. Guys, tomorrow I'm going to be with Minister Kenneth Emanuel at 12 Pacific Standard Time on Sound Doctor Ministries. And then on Sunday I do the Piddle Hour with Proof. Sometimes I do it by myself. And then I'm with Minister Kenneth Emanuel the rest of the time. And so that's what we're doing this whole weekend. We're going to be on air. So join me, and thank you, Poopy. I really enjoy talking to you, Poopy. And
yeah,
Kevin,
anytime,
thank
Vic.
You.
Thank you, Minister. See you, Mom.
Yeah. Bye, Minister. Oh,
bye,
guys.
You,
have
later,
a good
baby.
Night,
bye.
Everyone. Have a nice weekend.
Peace to
bye,
your
guys.
Homes, guys.
Yes, exactly.
Have a good night.
Yep, good night.